Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
It's February 21st. The year is 2020. It is Friday. 255 days out from the election. I am your host, Alex Jones. Our very existence is because of your support. In defiance of the post-humanist technocrats' operations. Well, this is going to be a transmission that no one should miss. I am going to try to zen out as much as I can and just cover this news. When we come back, we have a raft of informative, important guests, four of them. I also intend to try to jam some calls in. We have the most important coronavirus information yet that we're going to be breaking down. I've done a deep analysis of it. That is all coming up here today. Mike Adams joins us at the bottom of the hour with the big new developments. Please understand this is a participation sport for the future of humanity. If you don't tell people about band.video and Infowars.com/show, the enemy will win. If you do take action, we will win.
In June of 2019, 2 million Hong Kongers took to the streets to protest the communist Chinese government. Men, women, and children all united against communism, and thousands of young protesters willing to be martyrs. It was a serious problem for Xi Jinping's regime. The protests grew, and the world watched, everyone asking, how will China make this go away? On October 1st, the Communist Chinese celebrated the 70th anniversary of their revolution. No end in sight for the growing protests. A couple weeks later, on October 18th, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with John Hopkins and the World Economic Forum, hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic simulation based on the coronavirus, wherein they concluded that it could kill 65 million people. A couple weeks after that, on Halloween, the controversial 5G network was fully test-fired for the first time in Wuhan, China. Scientists have warned us that 5G causes flu-like symptoms. Weeks later, the coronavirus outbreak begins in Wuhan, China. And the protests in Hong Kong abruptly come to an end. Are they related? China was not prepared for President Trump's trade war. And by most accounts, Xi Jinping was losing ground. Massive levels of sulfur dioxide gas was detected on the outskirts of Wuhan, causing many to ask if they are burning bodies. A staffer from a funeral home in Wuhan claims that her funeral home alone has cremated an estimated 4,725 bodies suspected of dying from the coronavirus since January 22nd. Experts tell us the virus was weaponized in a lab. And while nobody disputes this fact, the mainstream media hide it. The numbers are now beginning to show themselves outside of China. And in a short time, we will all know the true impact of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak of 2020. But so far, it does not look good at all. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
February Saturday, 21st, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for passing on the fact that the pro-human, anti-technocrat resistance lives at InfoWars, and it lives in your hearts, in your minds, in your actions. We will be victorious if you take action. If you do not take action, a true nightmare future awaits us all. There can no longer be any doubts about those facts. Let me get right in to the most important information, because everything else happening can be dealt with if we have this basic power, which is the power of free expression. Now, we can see the seduction by big corporations and governments of the internet, where for its first 20 years or so of it being popularized and being used on mass scale, it had been around for decades before that. But by the time it became popularized in the early 90s to the mid 90s, whatever was most popular, whatever people voted up, went to the top. And you'd usually get really good answers from whatever was at the top of Google and other systems. And it was a thing where we communicated together and we promoted Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and we put our content on YouTube. It's about you. But as soon as they had gathered us all together, as soon as they'd gotten us under their control, then they enslaved us to the one central AI grid that is now setting the parameters of being able to have access to the internet and waging war against the pockets of the still free internet and monopolistically buying up all their competition. This is a post-freedom worldwide tyranny. It is the great threat of the current time we live in and existentially into the future. It is the challenge, not just of our time or our age, but of the entire human condition. The decision has been made by the technocrats that the carbon-based form of human life is obsolete, and that they, the social Darwinists, are going to end the species and transmute themselves or transcend into a silicon body. That is the official religion of the Satanist in Silicon Valley. And you hear them openly saying it. I told you about it 20 years ago. It was in their white papers. Now they're public about it. And I've been around some of these people. And I know people that know them very, very well. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, Mike Judge made Silicon Valley. Mike Judge is a famous engineer. He was the head engineer over the F-18. The man has probably 180 IQ. We're good friends. But the point is that he's witnessed it. He's seen how they are. Yeah, you didn't know Mike Judge was the main manager on the F-18 avionics computer systems before Beavis and Butthead, before King of the Hill. But listen, I'm digressing. It doesn't matter. The headline for the live show today at InfoWars.com is Twitter announces social credit score for users. Just like that, they said we're going to have a point system that the community decides, Maoist, on how many points you have right out of Black Mirror. But see, Black Mirror was only mirroring what China already had and what the plan was. Predictive programming to condition you to show you the dystopia that's already been planned as it's being rolled out. And so it's all being announced. And at first, oh, just conform, support transgenderism, support sexualization of children, don't criticize vaccines, don't support Trump, don't support the Second Amendment. That's just what you've got to do today to conform. But it's always more, more, more. See, that's the thing about a noose, is it gets tightened around your neck. And so you need to know who the social engineers are and where they're really taking you. They're waging war on logic, reason, and common sense because what they're selling, post-human nightmare dystopia, is so horrible that they need you psychologically and spiritually demoralized and sabotaged so that you can't even have any hope of knowing which end is up. You're being stunned like a spider does before it ties up its prey and lets it slowly liquefy for a few days before it sucks you dry. Now, I've described this. It's how most spider species operate. It's how the globalists operate. So I liken them, their spirit animal, to being a spider. The center of that web down that dark hole, spider will grab a fly, put enough venom into it to paralyze it, tie it up, and then it'll come and inject more venom to begin liquefying it, and then it'll come over and put its one of its eight legs on the fly or on whatever the insect is and feel for the heartbeat. And it waits right to the moment that the heart is stopping and the soul is leaving. If that hand goes, delicious. And that's exactly how Satan operates. Once you down on your knees, paralyzed, destroyed, when it lowers itself down in the dark and comes and looks at you with its eight eyes and says, no one's coming to save you. So they tie you down with the political correctness first. You're like, oh, these webs aren't that bad. I can still do stuff with these on me. Plus, that spider's scary over there in the corner. I can see its eyes glinting in the dark. I don't want to have it come eat me now. I'm going to let it eat me later. And that's what takes us to this point. The best intelligence, real human intelligence, is on the ground. And it's when you drive into a town and you see four or five restaurants and you see the one that's got the parking lot full of cars and people coming out giving each other high fives and the chimney's got smoke coming out of it. You smell good cooking red meat. You see the other one's got a few cars. One has maybe one car. You don't go in the place that has one car. You go in the place that's full because you know the knowledge of the crowd. You don't know that town, but you know people, and they want good food, and they want good prices. So, see, I don't need to read secret government documents or think tank reports. I can watch how they operate, not what they say, but what they do, and I know exactly what they're doing. Well, it turns out there are a couple big white papers that just came out that I read this morning that I'm going to cover when we come back, where they describe the whole plan to take over the internet and censor everybody, and how they plan to only take a few people out at first and have you not stand up for them and then take everybody off in the end. Now, we've already seen this happen. We already know that's what they're doing, but here they are admitting it's not about their made-up hate speech. It's not about them caring. It's about total control, and it's major U.S. universities doing it. And President Trump knows that Georgetown University and George Washington University and Berkeley and Stanford and Harvard and Yale and the University of Texas, and the list goes on, are working around the clock to gag Americans and to set up a system of bullying and control where you're going to have your bank accounts, everything taken once they get control, but by approximation. And they admit it all. Talk about a criminal dossier or the plan that you blows out of the back of a car that bank robbers are going to hit the bank next week. You know, you've got it. We've got the very blueprint of their plan, and we can beat them. The question is, do you want to realize the plan and realize their manipulation and then overpower it by simply not following it? Or do you want to get down on your knees and let that spider come and have its way with you? As for me, I'm going to pull my sword, and I'm going to go at that spider in the dark and knock the hell out of it now. Ah!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live, From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Raising the alarm, exposing the post-human technocracy plan. And as the days get darker, as we enter the storm, humanity will fully awaken and we will overcome. The question is, how rough is it going to be first? Thank you for joining us. All right, we know they're setting up a global social credit score. And we know that big tech has moved to China and is aligned with the authoritarians there, but also with the authoritarians here that set up communist China as this incubation facility for tyranny, animal-human cloning, unlimited death, torture, killing of Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, anybody who believes in God, just a true dehumanization prison. But now Twitter, if the leader of the Senate says, hey, people are at my house saying, kill me, it's terrible, here's a link to the video, Twitter, please do something, they just suspend Mitch McConnell's Twitter and let the people that are at his house saying, we're going to murder you and stab you in the heart, do it. That's re-education camp, where people that attack other prisoners in the camp, they get food, they get promoted. Those that say it's wrong, they get tortured to death. America is now a giant open-air re-education camp. Oh, it's private companies. It has nothing to do with it. 90%+ of the internet is now those four companies. And now they're working with banks and the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, to openly say, you don't toe the line. You criticize Bloomberg. You're a Senator Ted Cruz. You say, look, Bloomberg's own publication says vote for him. That's campaign finance manipulation. And the head of the ADL says, you are an anti-Semite. Using that against Ted Cruz, who's pro-Israel. But that's what the left is doing. And now, Rick Wall's True News, very mild criticism of Christian Zionism and you know, stuff like that, that's banned. But the head of the ADL made a special thing. Nick Fuentes banned. Very, very, you know, mild stuff compared to the racial stuff the left spews. But it doesn't matter. The point is, now it's everybody. And so Twitter is testing new ways to fight misinformation, including a community-based point system. So see, in Nazi Germany, if you were a group the Nazis didn't like, you had to wear different things. Jews had to wear yellow stars. But now the left and the ADL, under the head of it, said, I'll play clips in a moment with their spokesperson, said everything must go through us. And they even called for Zuckerberg's arrest, saying he hasn't let us run his company. I've never heard of such authoritarianism. And then the Jerusalem Post came out and said white nationalist Nick Fuentes banned. He's not even a white nationalist. He thinks bashing white people's wrong. But did the Jerusalem Post write about Israel having laws against Jews marrying non-Jews? I mean, if there's any place in the world has race-mixing laws, it's Israel. Hey, I believe groups have a right to countries and a group to be homogeneous if they want. Only other country probably more homogeneous is China than Israel. If Chinese want to be Chinese, that's their issue. All I'm saying is this idea that if you're white and you're bad, well, then Jews are white, most of them. Yes, you got some African Jews. I mean, again, this is the weird juxtaposed world that the head of the ADL and others think we're so stupid. Jonathan Greenblatt. When did Jonathan Greenblatt do an ADL story about Israel having laws that if someone is in the country working and they're not a Jew, they can't date a Jew? I mean, the last time I heard that, Hitler had a law that if you weren't an Aryan, you couldn't date an Aryan or marry one. Arnold Schwarzenegger's brother was a product. You know, Arnold was born after World War II, but his brother, who died in a car wreck, he was an approved SS marriage, approved SS baby. So Austria and Germany, they had approved marriages there. Well, Israel has approved state marriages. I'm not even an enemy of Israel. I'm just saying Greenblatt can't have it, the cake and eat it too. Nick Fuentes says, man, whites are getting targeted. There's days at colleges that whites can't be on the campus. We're being told we're inherently bad. That sounds like the opposite of Martin Luther King Jr. And Greenblatt's running around going, I want him off the air right now. I want Alex Jones. In fact, at their ADL summit, they just said, I'm the public enemy number one. Hell, they say I'm an anti-Semite. Does Greenblatt really speak for Jews? No, not the Jews I know. What an authoritarian. What a monster. But see, Twitter now is literally run by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters. They have a consortium, and they tell you what you can and can't say. Meanwhile, the left, pro-HIV California senator wants to exempt LGBT pedophiles, saying that if it's gay sex with a child, it's okay. And they, by the way, they passed a law. You can spread HIV and kill people, and you don't get in trouble in California. It's called a gift. Gift givers, gift receivers. It's a holy sacrament of the Satanist. I'm not kidding. You can't make this up. And again, I'll probably have the ADL attack me because I don't want, you know, people with HIV to give blood. They literally say, no, we're going to give blood too, and you're going to take it. You're going to take that gift. I'm not making this up, folks. You can't make this up. So it's all here. And so people think, there's another white paper, that's what I was mentioning. The leftist study calls for banning small clusters of right-wing thought criminals to avoid inflaming the entire hive. And the study breaks down how to do it incrementally so they don't resist, so that when one gets banned, others won't defend them, hoping that they won't get banned. Well, that's what they did to us and everybody else. People said, Alex, how are you taking it? I said, they're coming for you. We need to band together and say no to this and file lawsuits and speak out and have Trump take action and Congress take action. And we need to do something. They're coming after everybody. But see, others are like, oh, we better not promote that person now or this person. They're banned. And the list gets bigger and bigger. And then when you get banned, there's no one left to stand up for you. Remember the thing from Nazi Germany? First, they came for this group. I wasn't part of that group, so I didn't do anything. Then they came for this group, and I wasn't part of that group, so I didn't do anything. Then they came for that group, and I wasn't that group. Finally, they came for me. There was nobody left. This is a formula, and we have major university papers on how they're doing it, but we know they're already doing it. And then now Senator Cruz is evil because he doesn't like Bloomberg's plan to take the guns. And because Bloomberg happens to be Jewish, we just have to say, well, you know, obviously Senator Cruz has got to be arrested. I mean, he talked about someone that is above the law. This is bizarre. This is the left using America that defeated the Nazis to then project onto us that we're Nazis so that we must bow or we're the Nazis. Just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, but that's where all this is going. So when we come back, I'm going to play some clips of the ADL celebrating this reign of terror and evil over America. Corruption has come. Evil has come. Oppression has come. The annihilation of all that our First Amendment in America stands for is here. Will you band together and say no, or be taken out one at a time?
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, the head of the Anti-Defamation League has jumped the shark and come out and said Ted Cruz is an anti-Semite for pointing out that Bloomberg has spent $500 million buying up the media and has Bloomberg, his own publication with his name on it, propagandizing for him, violating campaign finance reform. I know when I was going to run for Congress 20 years ago, they said, you got to quit your radio show because you can't have your own media outlet when you run for Congress. And I said, well, then I'm not going to do it. That was in the newspapers at the time. I said, well, I'm not going to do it. I just followed the paperwork. But, oh, that's anti-Semitic. Well, now look at these headlines. Twitter is testing new ways to fight misinformation, including a community-based point system where the community of leftists vote, only trusted communists, and then you get flagged and then you get banned by the community. Oh, Twitter didn't do it. That's the communist Chinese social score. Look at this one. UK, racist sexist may be denied health care. They're going to look at what you say and do online. You pay into the national health care, but now you're not going to get the health care. That's your social credit score. Here's another one. Rapper denied entry to Planet Fitness for questioning transgender children in a rap song. How dare you say we shouldn't target children with chemicals that destroy them? Oh, no. How dare you? Well, now Planet Fitness is watching what you say. And part of these databases with the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, you can't come in. So that's where all of this is coming from. And here's another one. Leftist study calls for banning small clusters of right-wing thought criminals to avoid inflaming entire hive. Here is the actual report. We already knew they were doing this. This is the plan. Ban people incrementally so others don't stand up for them, so that no one ever unifies, and then that way they can pick us off one at a time. And everyone's done a great job laying down to it and going along with it. That's in the Journal of Nature right there for you. Mike Adams didn't back down. Matt Drudge supported us during the ban. We appreciate Matt Drudge. Most other people just put their tails between their legs and crapped all over themselves. YouTube bans Christian broadcaster True News for hate speech. Of course, Nick Fuentes has been banned as well. So this is the reign of terror, but the key here is they admit the major university studies, Georgetown, George Washington University, we've got them right here, that they are targeting people incrementally so that you don't stand up for them and then you're next. And they have a whole battle plan to ban millions of people. And it's already happening. They're shadow batting. They're suppressing you. AI is watching you. And that's why Trump has failed so miserably on this front. It's not private companies just doing what they want. It's AI. It's ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, hired en masse to go into interfaces and even read your private messages. I first told you that a year ago. Now it's mainstream news. Jordan Peterson videos, Alex Jones videos, privately sent on WhatsApp, on Facebook and others, are banned. Because they're reading what you do. Machines flag it, and then an ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center trained spy, looks into your private messages. You're pissed if the NSA read your messages, right? But this is the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters, and they're even running education in the public schools. So let's play a few of these clips that Mike Adams has huge breaking news. We're going to go to him. But here is anti-Semitic conspiracy theories censored with AI algorithms, says ADL. But then we're going to play a clip of Sacha Baron Cohen, their spokesperson at the ADL meeting 3 months ago, saying, we're going to arrest tech heads that don't do what we say. Wow, you do what we say or we're going to arrest you. That doesn't sound scary or authoritarian, does it? But that's where we are. The battle over who controls the AI now and the groups threatening each other. This is so dangerous. It's not just un-American. So here is the head of the ADL who just attacked Ted Cruz as an anti-Semite yesterday, celebrating True News and others being taken off YouTube. Here it is.
We work with Google on using AI to try to interrupt cyber hate before it happens. We work with YouTube to get them to change their algorithms so it lessens the likelihood that a young person's going to run into some of these anti-Semitic conspiratorial videos. We work with Facebook on trying to use a redirect method, so when you search for Holocaust as a hoax, you get directed to like a Yad Vashem page. So there are different ways they can tweak their algorithms and adjust their products so they think not only about free speech, not only protect a user's right to free speech, but protect a user's right to not be harassed or hated. They have done some good things to deal with very specific cases by taking swifter action when people perpetrate online bullying or online harassment.
So you have a right to not see this. By the way, Hitler killed a bunch of Jews. I'm not denying that. But if a crazy person wants to sit there and say that, that's their right. But see, there's no end to this. Now it's Ted Cruz. He criticized Bloomberg. Well, I guess all the other people on the stage, including Bernie Sanders, are anti-Semitic because they tore Bloomberg a new butthole. Excuse my French. We got Mike Adams with us a little bit in the next hour. We're going to him in a moment with huge news. Let me just finish up with this. Here's Sacha Baron Cohen on Yours Truly, speaking from the ADL script at the ADL's national function.
And that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous. As one headline put it, Just think what Goebbels could have done with Facebook. On the internet, everything can appear equally legitimate. Breitbart resembles the BBC. The fictitious protocols of the Elders of Zion look as valid as an ADL report.
You know, I'm going to say something. I think Rosenblatt and Sacha Baron Cohen have Asperger's, which is a trait of people that are highly intelligent, and the British royal family has it, but it's inbreeding. I mean, these poor guys just don't get it. They're saying, we're coming for your speech. We're going to get you. The left saying white people are bad. Get them. And then we see people like Cohen and Rosenblatt promoting it. And I've been pro-Israel. I believe Israel has a right to exist. I know a lot of nice Jews that don't agree with this. And I get that Israel's been under attack. That doesn't give Cohen and Greenblatt the right to then say, I'm an anti-Semite on national television. It's like they're saying, you're going to be an anti-Semite. You're going to attack us. So when you do, we'll get a bunch of money from Jews. You know, I don't think Rosenblatt or Cohen's grandfathers fought Hitler and almost both died. I almost don't exist because of Hitler. I know Hitler was bad, but that doesn't mean these guys are good. They're dangerous and they're sick. And something's wrong with these guys. They don't represent Jews, and Jews need to let them know they don't represent Jews, because that's crazy talk. You just heard him say that I'm the learned elders of Zion crap. Here, let's play some more clips. He goes on to say, if you believe in replacement migration, it's made up. You should be arrested. Here, let's play this one, though. He says, we need a purge. Here he is talking about purging.
There is such a thing as objective truth. Facts do exist. And if these internet companies really want to make a difference, they should hire enough monitors to actually monitor. Work closely with groups like the ADL and the NAACP, insist on facts, and purge these lies and conspiracies from their platforms.
Purge means pogrom, like was done to the Jews. Oh, okay, all right, okay, well, thank you. You want to purge me, thank you. Take people's health care away. That's what the ADL is pushing for in England. Just let me die. Kill me, okay? I deserve it. I'm white. Kill me, I'm sorry. Oh, Sasha, you're superior to me. I bow to you. Oh, you're my king. I mean, what do I have to do to make you just, I worship you. You're superior to me. Here's another one. Sacha Baron Cohen, arrest them. Let's play this clip.
And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies, you already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our elections. You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again and you go to jail.
Do it again, you go to jail. How many Muslims have live streamed killing people all the time? They never hear about it because it's just covered up. And Zuckerberg censored massively. It's not enough. Cohen is telling Zuckerberg, you give me that now. But it's not really him. It's Rosenblatt. Rosenblatt's literally like Dr. Evil. Even looks like him. He's Hitler. There's a major fight going on worldwide over who controls the internet and who gets to censor what, instead of saying, hey, we don't censor. It's a major capitulation of the West and our values. It'll lead to the destruction of humanity. We don't turn it around. That's why I've launched Operation Win2020.com, and more than 3,000 people have gone to Operation Win2020.com and signed up to get sent 20 free bumper stickers that cover the mouth and say, save the First Amendment. You go to a Trump event with this on, people are going to say, why are you doing that? Well, then you pull it off and talk to them about it. It really is a great conversational starter. And we're also putting a bunch of 20 free stickers in every order at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, please on your email, please on your private text messages while you still can. They're now censoring those. Outrageous. Imagine if the NSA did that. Share the link, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can call and we will also send you a pack of 20 stickers free. You can buy 100 pack at cost of 500 pack or a 1,000-pack as well. And please don't forget, we have high-quality, storable food in stock. It takes 10 to 14 days to deliver it because they got to package it. They're working 24 hours a day. Most of the other food suppliers have already sold out or selling old crap. The food orders are going up, not down. It's pretty frightening. And to join us now for the next three segments is Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, who, along with Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and World Treaty, has been at the very tip of the spear. Again, you revise your assessments as you learn more. We've never revised that it was man-made. We've never revised that it was released. But we've looked at, was it Canada where they were working on a weaponized version of it? Was it stolen by this Chinese operative who now died mysteriously? Well, it turns out hiding in plain view, and we had Dr. Boyle on about this yesterday, lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. This is The Scientist, major journal, November 2015, pointing out that a U.S. university produced the exact virus, a chimera that we're now dealing with, and that's why other groups, Indian research facilities and others, universities have come out and said this is edited. You can see where the gene editing happened. It's got the scars. It's got the points where it was put in. There's no debating it. And so it's here. And so you've had Senator Cotton saying stop the cover-up. You've got the White House saying they want to know if China's covering it up. It turns out in 2015, China bought this from a U.S. university. It's all right here. And we have reports of U.S. government put a stop to all funding. And you have watchdog groups in mainline news saying don't do this. So now, did the Chinese release it? Or like mousepox, remember 20 years ago? Internationally, mousepox that will kill 98% of humans, the way it's engineered, if it gets out, between 90 and 98%. Scientists ask, why is the code to this being given out on the internet? Because the globalists are hoping that it gets proliferated and a terrorist produces it, or they want plausible deniability. That's what's happened. What do you do when there's fingerprints on all this? Well, you hand it out. That's what you do. You hand it out so then no one knows where it came from. That's the only thing that this could be done for. So joining us is Mike Adams for the next 30 minutes or so. Mike, I appreciate your time. Looking at this, this is the smoking gun, as Dr. Boyle said. So we've been right about it man-made. We've been right about a cover-up. We've been right about China using it as a crackdown. The cases are exploding. People are dying on the cruise ships. Definitely is deadly. Definitely very moving very fast. Spreads very easily. Very communicable. The pathogen. What is your best approximation now? Because we've been dead on with the knowledge we had, you know, looking at this university, looking at that university, but now we're honing in. What the hell's going on? I mean, give me your main approximation, your main analysis, then we'll walk through the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, for starters, we're all going to end up at risk, and many of us killed, by government incompetence when it comes to these ministries of health, such as Japan's Ministry of Health, that allowed thousands of potentially infected people to walk off the Diamond Princess cruise ship right into Tokyo and fly to dozens of major cities all around the world with no protection whatsoever. The U.S. State Department, under objections from the CDC, just flew infected passengers back to the United States on a charter jet where those infected passengers shared the same airplane with non-infected passengers. And we just found out today that 11 more are now infected. They're in Omaha, in the
Nebraska
hospital.
So that's like 12 monkeys.
There.
I mean, literally creating incubation, yes. Petri dishes.
Yeah, basically they slapped some plastic with duct tape in a section of the airplane and then pretended that was a quarantine. Well, look, the air on the airplane is circulated across all the seats, all the passengers, just like on the cruise ship. They're sharing the same air. And yet you've got so much government incompetence at this point where you have the Surgeon General of the state of Florida still insisting that this isn't airborne and refusing to release any numbers of how many have been tested in Florida, saying that they can't release that information. It's insane.
Well, don't give it up to incompetence, Mike. We know that they refused to send out the scan of the virus weeks ago so people couldn't tell where it came from. There's clearly a cover-up going on.
Clearly a cover-up. And by the way, I had my staff meticulously transcribe your interview with Francis Boyle from yesterday or the day before. We've got the full text of that interview posted at Natural News right now, and everybody is free to copy and paste and share that full transcript. It's quite lengthy, but I've bolded the really important parts of that interview. I read through it twice. I listened to it. It was a bombshell interview. Most importantly, out of that interview, Francis Boyle is essentially accusing Dr. Fauci and the NIH of being war criminals, engaged in biological weapons research against humanity. And that's right there in the interview. It's not me saying that. That's Francis Boyle warning about that. And as you know, he's called for the mass arrest of all these so-called scientists who are working on these biological weapons against humanity. And I have to concur with that. It's time to shut that down. And by the way, getting about censorship, the big tech censorship, it goes hand in hand with this, where those of us who are proven accurate, who are telling the truth, who are 1 to 2 weeks ahead of the mainstream media, we are being censored, even though we are the ones helping people get prepared.
Mike, you've been 1 month ahead. You've been 1 month ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, this whole time. You know it. But see, by censoring us and then highlighting the fake news media, the big tech giants are making sure that the world is unprepared for this. People have
That's
a lackluster
why I'm concerned.
Attitude.
Everybody can feel it. I feel a sucker punch here.
Well, look, I mean, this is going to get way worse because of the censorship. Right now, people all across America need to know that there are thousands of Americans who are under observation by state authorities. In the state of Washington alone, it's 779 people being observed by the state, basically being told, watch out for symptoms. But the state of Washington refuses to test more than 26 people. They've only tested 26 out of 779.
Because they want to keep the numbers down.
As of yesterday.
So give me your best approximation.
That's right.
Clearly, a lot of people are dying now. China covered it up. How bad, because your approximations have been dead on, you've got all your sources in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and you're an engineer. You talk to a lot of medical folks. Well, what's the real numbers, best approximation, reckoning?
Best guess right now in China, over 30,000 dead, over 300,000 infected, and probably hundreds dead outside of China, including the new deaths that have been reported in Iran, a new infection now confirmed in Lebanon. We've received rumors of over 20 deaths in a hospital that's got infections in Iran. Total cover-up there, of course. There are deaths in Japan, in Taiwan, in Singapore.
They're welding doors shut. They've got mass graves. They've got mass fires. They've got mobile cremation vans. All this confirmed.
And
you know,
Korea,
you've been a month ahead
exploded.
On some things. You were like a week ahead on the cremation vans and the cremation vehicles. It's just crazy how you're reporting it, we're reporting it, and Zero Hedge is doing a great job. And then, like, we don't ever get celebrated. We get attacked because we told the truth. And by the way, animals are dropping dead everywhere all over China, and now we're learning Japan, South Korea. This could be the big one.
South Korea exploded overnight, literally doubling the number of infections in one day. It's now over 200 infections in Korea. We're seeing exponential growth outside of China, even as China is fudging the numbers and trying to pretend that there are fewer infections.
I mean, pneumonia doesn't make you drop dead or have a heart attack or be having convulsions. What the hell is this? Because it's like they say in the papers, it's so many different viruses from different animals together, and it's mutating like a super weapon.
Yes. As Francis Boyle explained, this is a chimera from three different viruses. But look, the big news, and we got to get to this more after the coming break, but Dr. Ann Schucha from the CDC is now warning about a surge, warning all U.S. hospitals prepare for a surge in coronavirus patients in the United States of America. This is straight out of the CDC. It confirms what CDC Director Dr. Redfield said the other day, and Dr. Nancy Messonnier, also from the CDC, said community outbreaks are coming in America. Hospitals had better get prepared.
And Mike, let's add this. We're about to go to break. We're about to start the second hour.
All right.
What happened 5 weeks ago before we were really even focused on this? You were starting to report on it. You and I both got sustained hack attacks, fake bankruptcies filings, attempts to take down the site, stuff we've never seen before by shadowy groups ahead of this. They tried to take us out ahead of this, which tells you something big's coming.
You got it.
We are making the plunge into destiny in 2020. The anti-human technocrats are moving on all fronts, but we're still on air thanks to you. We're still fighting together for a pro-human future. Here is the full transcript. It's on Infowars.com, and it's on NaturalNews.com. We'll also post it to NewsWars.com. That doesn't get censored as bad as NaturalNews.com or Infowars.com. Full transcript of smoking gun bombshell interview, Professor Francis Boyle exposes the bioweapons origins of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Absolutely amazing. So glad that Mike did that. That was a historic interview. We should try to get Dr. Boyle on the Sunday show if we can, or an emergency broadcast tomorrow. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, Mike. Some stations don't carry this for 5 minutes, so let's get to your big announcements next segment. But all this is important on why what Boyle talked about so big. He just went and did research. It's hiding in plain view, and the scientists and others 5 years ago saying, what the hell are major universities doing selling China this exact chimera? This is smoking gun. So then I asked the question, Mike, who's setting up who? Why did they do this? Now why do you think it popped out? What's behind this?
Well, first of all, it's clear that this was engineered as a weapon against humanity, as Professor Boyle said in the interview. And I verified, I purchased the full PDF of one of the papers that he was referring to. And sure enough, in that paper, it says that this is designed to enhance human-to-human transmission, to make it spread as quickly as possible. That's in the science paper. That's not even just a meta-analysis. That's in the paper. Furthermore, this class of beta coronaviruses has no lineage that links to this. In other words, it's not a random mutation found in nature. Anything that you find in nature has a hierarchy, kind of a viral family lineage, you know, like a family tree that you can trace the different.
It doesn't have a history. It's brand new.
That's right. This is created. This is engineered. And still, in the mainstream media, they're lying to us about it. Now, yes, it was probably engineered by a variety of scientists in a number of labs around the world.
So bottom line, we have a worldwide bioweapon engineered, genetically engineered outbreak right now.
That's right. Well, that's right. They're building weapons against humanity, and they got out. We don't know exactly how they got out. I think it was now released on purpose in China.
I was about to say, start over when we come back at some stations again. But obviously, Xi Jinping's in trouble. He's been embarrassed. He wants to go into Taiwan. This is perfect time.
Well, yeah, and they know this tends to kill the elderly. And I've pointed out globally, almost every nation, every government is bankrupt unless they can find a way to kill off a lot of the elderly citizens who are collecting entitlements. You know, I mean, the only way to make the U.S. government solvent is to, frankly, eliminate most of the elderly who are collecting Social Security.
Oh, this is definitely
Medicare,
it's what Bloomberg
Medicaid says.
He says to fix the Ponzi scheme because they inflated the money. Kill old people. Well, BS, man.
Yeah, and again, a virus cannot be traced exactly back to who launched it or
who deployed
it.
That's why they handed it out. Clearly, why the hell would we sell this to China and others? That was under Obama because the globalists wanted to release this later.
Oh, and by the way, it is true. You asked me about this. Is it race specific? My initial answer was I didn't have information at that time. I've done additional research. It's absolutely, it has a higher propensity for infectiousness and mortality in Asian people. There's no question about that now because of the ACE2 inhibitor, and especially South Chinese Han people and Japanese people. In fact, it's the most infectious in Japanese people, which is.
All right, let's stay right there. I'm going to give you the floor and come back.
All right.
Race specific evidence. The fact they admit it's man-made, the fact that it was cooked up at a U.S. university, we'll go over it. The fact it's been a big controversy 5 years ago that they'd made this thing. And then now Bill and Melinda Gates have patented something along these lines for the vaccine. What is the big plan? We are smart enough to counter it. We together can defeat it. When this was all launching 5 weeks ago, we've never seen hack attacks, denial of services, and dirty tricks like it, and everybody else I know got hit, not just Mike Adams or InfoWars. You know a war starts when the artillery opens up on your ass. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have been on air since 1995. That's 25 plus years. And I've never covered news this science fiction. But you know, it is the year 2020. We are in the future. We're here. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com engineer, owns a major testing lab. Has businesses in China, in Hong Kong, Taiwan. He's been the cutting edge, along with Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty and World Treaty. And it's all in mainline papers that 5 years ago, Obama allowed this to be sold to China, this very chimera virus. It was a big controversy. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. The scientists. You go into the actual papers, it's this. Major Indian universities come out and scan it. They go, yeah, you can see the marks where they cut in the HIV delivery system. You can see the other viruses. This thing doesn't have a pedigree. It's not like a German Shepherd or a Chihuahua. Oh, that's a Chihuahua. That's German. It's a chimera, like the Greeks would say, part snake, part goat, part lion. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like a Porsche on the front of an F-150 pickup. It's just, you're like, what the hell is that? Well, now that's all confirmed. And you've got the federal government admitting that it's super contagious and spreading. You've got the fact that it is race-specific coming out. And now they say Japan's going to be the new epicenter. It's just racing through because they're from Chinese derivation, but even more, not in a mean thing, but more inbred, less genetic code that's variant, the perfect target for race-specific bioweapons. And that's in the news now, that it's racing through the Japanese. So, Mike, give us a synopsis on this right now, because this is just unbelievable.
Well, the term, what you're describing, the lack of genetic diversity, is called genetic homogeneity. Now, these delusional left-wing nutbags will think that I'm calling Chinese people homos when I say homogeneity, because they don't know what words mean and they don't understand anything about science. And by the way, let me just say, I'm tired of this cult criminal, Jack Dorsey, leading this left-wing lunatic cult of censors and moderators who think they have a monopoly on the truth. And now they're going to have a social score that's run by these left-wing lunatics. They don't have a monopoly on facts. They are living in a delusional world of mental illness, okay? That's what they are. And Jack Dorsey should be arrested.
You're right. It's called homogeneous, which causes more disease because there's less genetic diversity.
Right, less genetic diversity. Exactly. Now, look, so America has a lot of genetic diversity because of our history. So we have, you know, many different people from many different countries of origin, different skin colors, different DNA background, and so on.
And we know that hybrid vigor in plants or in mammals is stronger.
Yes, yes. But the Chinese culture is very homogeneous in terms of its genetic code. And so if one person in China is susceptible to this, then they all are. And that's exactly where we stand right now. And it turns out, if you look at the ACE2 inhibitors chart of how many receptor sites are typically found in the respiratory system.
Yeah, explain this. It's race-specific. This is smoking gun right now. We need a drum roll here. Explain this.
So the people at least risk, according to this chart, are, for example, white people living in Utah. And then the next least risk is Western European, sort of white people from Europe. And then above that, a little higher risk are people of African descent. And a little bit higher risk is people of South Asia, such as India and the Middle East and so on. And then at the highest risk is Asian people, and the very highest is Japanese. So this tells you, every time, remember, you talk about Bill Gates and the vaccine agenda and the depopulation agenda. Who did they always target? They always targeted Africans, Indians, people from third world nations, and so on. And that's exactly what this virus
targets. Let's be clear, there's a giant history of secret testing against these particular groups. I mean, the Holy Grail is a race-specific bioweapon.
Yes, and look, Obama apologized for the NIH running government-funded medical experiments on prisoners in Guatemala, okay? So the United States has run
syphilis.
Medical experiments on black people, not just Tuskegee, but I'm talking about, Guatemala, prisoners, medical
Hillary
soldiers,
apologized for,
black soldiers.
For Peru.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the history is well known. I'm sorry to be so kind of excited. I'm a
little freaked
out about this.
This is insane. This is insane.
It's totally insane. It's criminal. It's anti-humanitarian. And the United States has a history of doing this, and it continued under Obama. I don't know that Trump is fully aware of what's happening yet, but he needs to lock this down.
Oh, I don't think
he
is. But clearly, Xi Jinping bought it. He's using it. I had this weird feeling that it was targeted in Japan like a week ago, and I knew that they came out of the Chinese. They're even more genetically non-diverse. And then now they say it's going to wreck Japan.
Oh, it's going to wreck Japan. Look, there was a doctor, Iwata, who came out in Japan. He was on the ship, the Diamond Princess. He walked off that ship, filmed a video, sounded the alarm, said, it's insane You've got people on that ship who don't know anything about infectious disease. They're wearing gloves and dealing with patients, and then with those gloves on,
but
they're
the
eating sandwiches for lunch. And yeah, the air's recirculated, but people were just walking across the containment zone versus the green zone versus the red zone. And he said the whole ship was run by incompetent bureaucrats.
And it turns out people are dying on the ship, and they just, oh my God.
It's insane.
And so let's go back, though, to the genetic. I mean, they now know it's race-specific. Explain the code that's in the virus.
Well, yeah, look, the code is the S proteins, the glycoprotein effects, all of this. What it means is that this was absolutely engineered, and it's going to be very, very hard to defeat. Because, you see, the world governments are attacking this as if it were SARS, which is a totally different beast. SARS isn't really infectious until you start to show symptoms.
This is a thing that's mutating.
This is a stealth virus. It was designed for stealth spread, which is why you're getting super spreaders in places like South Korea. One woman went to that church in South Korea. One woman has spread it to now over 100 people. And who knows how many of those 100 people are spreading it to tens or hundreds
of
other
people.
So
who really stands to gain from this, Mike? I mean...
The globalists stand to gain. The globalists have wanted depopulation, they wanted an economic reset, they wanted a medical martial law, forced vaccination, and total censorship over all speech online. This coronavirus delivers every agenda the globalists have been demanding and pushing toward. They're gonna
And remember, China has killed 400 million of their own girls. They're the only country in the world that says they want to depopulate, so they would play along with this as a reset to even hurt the world economy, which they admit it's bringing down, and then embarrass Trump and nationalists. I don't see Trump ever pulling the trigger on this, even though it looks like it's an obvious race-specific bioweapon. We sold it again. Major university sold it in 2015 to the Chinese government. That's on record.
I don't even know what Trump's celebrating right now. He hasn't gone after big tech. I mean, the censorship is irreconcilable with basic human freedom. We cannot continue as a society.
I said this myself. We call it censorship. It's AI surveillance in real time with third-party groups, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, in your computer, in your private messages, literally surveilling us. It's completely illegal. If the Italian mafia did this, we'd all hunt them down and kill them. They're angels compared to this. This is unbelievable.
No, it's outright fascism by the left, and it has real implications, life and death implications when it comes to this pandemic. When you've got, again, the independent media is weeks ahead of the mainstream media on this. We have the facts. We're doing the research. We can read the studies. The average mainstream media journalist has no clue about anything related to science. They still think carbon dioxide is a pollutant, for God's sake. They don't understand.
They're not worried about genetic engineering, human-animal hybrids, toxic waste dumping, aerosol, secret engineering, nuclear leaks. In fact, the left says nuclear power is wonderful.
No, they're insane. They're totally insane. And they say that it's okay to medically modify children with puberty-blocking chemicals now. And if you speak out against it, you're going to be denied health care in the U.K. I mean, for
hell, it started here where rappers speak out against cutting little boys' weenies off, and he's banned from the exercise gym. When we come back, Mike, you're really a good thin slicer, a good projector into the future. I want you to war game it. What's coming next? Gut level, I feel like this is huge. Because people know I don't hype stuff up. We talked down SARS, so did you. Gut level, my spidey sense is just like, you need to go get on there and tell people, watch out.
It's coming to America, Alex.
Hell, it's already here. How bad will it get? All right, what? Let's talk about it. It's a man-made bioweapon. That's now officially confirmed. It's spreading like wildfire. They're covering it up. The U.S. government made it, sold it to China. What the hell's going on? Stay with us. I was just given a new article during the last break. It's on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Feminists, we must abolish the family to have a feminist future. Vice is promoting it on HBO. Before I read the article, I knew what I would see. Surrogacy. Don't just abort your baby. Only have one with a surrogate. Don't have a man involved. End the family. Everything we see is post-human. Everything we see is weaponized evil. It's not of this world, folks. No scientist could look at this and analyze it and say it's not human, the attack. We're not sure exactly who they are or what the group is, but the Bible's pretty clear about it, and we're seeing it manifest. We got to come together. We got to stop fighting over what color we are. We've got to get down to brass tacks and defend our genetics and work this out. Mike Adams, I'm going to let you host the next 8 minutes because I'll interrupt. This is so huge. Confirmed bioweapon, confirmed spreading, high lethality. Where's the left? It's obviously race specific. That's admitted. I don't think the U.S. released it. We did sell it to China. But again, Xi Jinping has said they have too many people. This makes him a victim. It's face saving. You've got the floor for the next 8 minutes. Take over.
Yeah, it's very clear that, first of all, China has infiltrated universities in the United States, and they purchased at least one sample that's relevant to this from a university in the United States, according to Francis Boyle in the interview just the other day. So universities take money from China, and then they give up their intellectual property to China. China has also infiltrated the state governorships, and they've infiltrated Congress. How many
lawmakers answer to China? By the way, I said I wouldn't interrupt. I'm going to leave the room, so I won't. But we said this 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It's all over the news. Harvard, Yale, yeah. Chi-Com run. They're arresting the heads of the science departments. It's So Trump is taking action on that front. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, he is. Yeah, and look, China's taken over Hollywood. How many movies now are funded by China where China gets control over the scripts? I have no doubt China has influence over Netflix and influence over Amazon movie studios, as well as everything that's going on in terms of regulators and technologies such as 5G. China's been pushing its Huawei 5G technology into the United States, which is nothing but a surveillance grid that's going to feed back all this information to China. It's a nationwide surveillance spy grid for China. All right. So China has infiltrated everything in the United States. And I'll say this on the record. Communist China must be defeated for humanity to have a future. And yes, you can quote me on that.
That's right. It's public enemy. It's Gamora, to use a Japanese term. Godzilla's got to take that out. It's got to fall.
It is. So whether this virus was an accident or a deliberate release, if this takes down the communist Chinese regime, then that's at least one good outcome out of a catastrophe that will sadly cause a lot of suffering as well. But look, people are suffering under communism every day. China is engaging in chemical warfare against the United States by shipping fentanyl. Tens of thousands of deaths every year in America caused by China's chemical warfare against the United States. So regardless of how this happened, it is an important thing for the future of humanity to take down communist China. We have no future if we don't. But let me get to some breaking news out of Asia. This is only in the Asian press. Remember, what happens is I work very late because my offices in Taiwan, of course, are up at that time, and they're scanning the Chinese media, and then they're sending me highlights and breaking news translated back into English, of course, since I don't read Chinese. But here's a big one, the biggest one from last night. There are multiple patients now in China who have been cured of the coronavirus, sent home from the hospital, and then suffered a new outbreak 10 days later of the exact same thing. Coronavirus comes back. So unlike in normal diseases where the viral load disappears once you cure it, your body overcomes it, the viral load goes to basically zero, kind of a dormant state in the body. That can happen with hepatitis C, for example, or hepatitis A very commonly, or other viral diseases, like chickenpox, for example. It goes away. But this one, in some people, comes back with a vengeance on its own without any re-exposure to anyone else. So the thing is here, Alex, and what your audience needs to understand, and the CDC gets this, even if you cure people and send them home, they can get reinfected on their own 10 days later, and then they can start spreading it again. This has never been seen before in anything that has spread this widely. Never before. And I believe it's a characteristic of the weaponization, the genetic engineering of this system. Now, when we talk about hospitals, let's get to the CDC and what's happening in America. And I know, Alex, you can interrupt me at any time, wherever necessary. But I'll just go ahead with the CDC. These hospitals, the warning to the U.S. hospitals is that the infections are coming. Now, what we've learned over the last few days is that the death rate is relatively low if you get good health care. If you get into the hospital and you've got fluids, IV fluids, and you get some antiviral drugs, and you could also use antiviral herbs as well. Basically, the drugs are modeled after the herbs, by the way. But if you get antivirals, your survival rate in a good setting, like a first world hospital, may be as high as 98%. But what happens is when the hospital beds get occupied, the hospitals are flooded, and then people are sent home and they don't get good health care, or you have these shanty town hospitals built in China overnight that aren't really hospitals, just quarantine death zones, death camps, then the death rate goes to 15, 17, maybe 18%. So if you talk about America, you've got 980,000 hospital beds in the entire country. About 75% of those beds are currently occupied, which means you've got less than a quarter of a million hospital beds in the entire country. So the first, let's say, quarter of a million people to get infected might be able to go to the hospital. But the real number is way smaller because those hospital beds aren't biocontainment rooms. So the number of biocontainment rooms, i.e. isolation rooms in America, is probably fewer than 10,000. I mean, that might even be a generous number. It's probably only 5,000. I don't know the number, but it's small. Once you go beyond that, then the hospitals get flooded. The hospital staff start to get infected. The doctors and nurses are infected. People start to get sent home. Hey, we're out of space. We don't have any more beds. That's when the death rate starts to go to 15, 17, 18%. So if you are going to get sick from this, you know, satirically stated, it's good to get sick in the first wave in your country because you sure don't want to get sick after the hospitals get flooded. And this is the concern in the United States. The CDC, in my view, my best assessment, the CDC is already aware of hundreds of cases of infections in the United States of America right now.
Well, Mike, there's no doubt about that. You made incredible points. But the biggest thing here is, I'm going to coin the term, this is a zombie virus. I'm reading the medical reports. You're not just saying this. You said it 3 weeks ago. Now it's confirmed. It's coming back. Viruses never mutate and then come back. Your body defeats it or doesn't. So it's the weaponization. This thing has so many things built into it. It has phases in the body, the perfect weapon to weaken you and then mutate to its next level and then kill your ass. I mean, this is, they admit it's a bioweapon. This is epic.
Remember that a virus that has a super high fatality rate doesn't spread very well because it kills the host quickly. This one is designed to keep you alive and spreading and kill maybe 15%. So that's why this is such a dangerous weapon.
So it incubates for a long time, lets you shed it, lets you spread it with no signs. And then you think you've beaten it, but then is it mutating again is how it gets them later?
It's not mutating. It's the same DNA, but it's coming back in your body. There's a second wave in infected patients after they're cured. This is all over the news in Asia today.
No, I know it is. I've got it right here. We're going to come back in 2 more minutes. The next guest is coming on. I want to ask you, just as a citizen, as a patriot, as a human, gut level, who do you think's behind this? We don't know, but let's talk about it when we come back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Spiros Gouras, journalist, investigator, is about to join us here in just a few minutes. I really appreciate him coming on. Mike Adams of Natural News is here with us. Thank God for Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Conventions. He went and found where they were 5 years ago debating in the news that the exact same Chimera virus had been made and sold to China. We can debate this all day, and I don't like to speculate, neither do you. We're not saying who's behind it, but clearly Communist China stood to gain. It's face-saving. Lets them take over Taiwan. Lets them cover up the fact they just lost the trade war. Mike Adams, gut level, who do you really think's behind this? We are speculating here. We're just asking questions of citizens. Because they'll say, oh, they said this. No. We're just saying who could be behind it, who stands to gain from it, qui bono, as they would say in any federal court.
Well, I know this is not the answer you're looking for, but scientists are behind this, and this is science out of control. And in fact, it was on your show in 2012, 8 years ago, that I warned about this in a piece called Stop Out of Control.
No, you're
science,
right. It's S-O-S. Mad scientists. It's mad scientists.
Mad science. Yep. And you know, they play God with the crops, genetic engineering of the crops, and they splice in, you know, poisons.
And they're
into
playing
the corn.
Games with the atmosphere.
Yes, exactly. The Scopex project funded by Bill Gates to pollute the atmosphere, to block the sun. Look, this is science out of control rather than science being used for humanity. So I don't know which government insane person decided to release this or what they're thinking or what globalists paid them off. We don't know those answers, but we do know that science has gone mad and that science is now the greatest threat to humanity when applied to biological weapons and things that can kill us. I mean, this is science killing humans, okay? All in the name of science, funded by taxpayers, NIH funding. almost $700 million in funding. Public Citizen just put out a report that talks about all the funding on the coronavirus. Most of it's NIH funding paid by taxpayers. So when you send a check to the IRS, you just funded the coronavirus that may kill you, by the way, because science has gone out of control on this planet. I'll have more updates for you next week, Alex. I appreciate you having me on, but we got to stop this madness.
All right, Mike Adams, incredible job. God bless you, and thank you.
Take care.
We're going to go to Spiro here in a minute, the investigative journalist. I'm always selling storable food, and I've got the best company, and they've got it on hand. They're ready to ship it out to you. It's a little news item, though, that their orders aren't going down after a month of fevered buying. They're going up. It went like this, and then now it's going like that, highest ever. And so, yeah, a week or two, they're going to have to extend it to 2-3 weeks for delivery. They have the food on hand right now, but that if you lock in your order at InfoWarsStore.com, you'll get it the fastest, and it's high quality. And for whatever reason, the economy, the bubbles, the wars, all of it, it's good to have affordable food. People know something's going on right now. They're buying it in mass. The other companies are sold out or selling you old crap. InfoWarsStore.com, you get the best high-quality affordable food at the lowest prices. Also, we've got DNA Force, the PQQ, and the CoQ10 back in stock. And it's discounted right now massively, up to 50% off. We have the Vitamineral Fusion Fruit Punch back in stock. We have the Ultra 12 Sublingual B12 back in stock. And all of that funds our operation. You are our sponsors. And I want to thank you all for your support. I can just tell you that about a month, we should get more of the Immune Gargle back in stock. The 16 ounce is sold out. We will sell out of the 3.4 ounce, and the 1 ounce here in the next few days. But we do have those available at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. I want to go to our guest here, Spiro Skouras, and he is an independent researcher, content creator. He's the contributor to ActivistPost.com, writes incredible articles, and former executive producer at NewsBud.com. You can also find his work on YouTube and BitChute, Twitter, at @O_Rips. So he joins us for the next three segments. Really appreciate him coming on. I can get into the breaking news you've got and the angles you're covering, but it's probably just best for you to introduce your news to us here and some of the original reporting and research you've done on the coronavirus and what you really think's going on, because the headlines are incredible. UN troops featured in military world games in Wuhan, China, weeks before coronavirus outbreak. Nearly 10K military personnel from 110 nations in Wuhan, China, weeks before coronavirus outbreak. Some weird activity there beforehand. So you can give us an idea of what you think's really going on. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me on. And I'd like to also thank your incredible team and the viewers for getting this information out there and not just towing the narrative. We always got to look into other possibilities. Now, as you know, the official story, which is extremely flimsy, is that the coronavirus outbreak originated from a food market in Wuhan, China. Now, as more and more experts come out, like the author of the U.S. Biowarfare Act, Professor Boyle, with smoking gun evidence that the coronavirus known as COVID-19 has been weaponized, we need to explore and investigate all possible sources of this outbreak. Now, of course, it's extremely important to note that the existence of the Level 4 bioweapons lab located not far from the food market in Wuhan, China, which is now ground zero for this outbreak, would be an obvious place to start investigating. Of course, even the South China University of Technology produced a study saying that the coronavirus could well have leaked from this lab, which does have a history of leaking in the past. But the Level 4 lab there in Wuhan is not the only possible source of the outbreak, as far as I'm concerned, in regards to the research that I've done and others have done on this as well. And now, just weeks before the first reports of the virus, a pandemic exercise called Event 201, simulating a global coronavirus outbreak, was held in New York City. You guys covered it. Amazing work. Now, the UN participated in this event. So did the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the American and Chinese CDC, the media, major banks, vaccine manufacturers, and of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all participating in this event about 6 weeks before the coronavirus outbreak, simulating an actual coronavirus outbreak. Now, just this fact alone jumps out at me, and I'm sure many others out there, that what are the chances that basically a UN simulation of this pandemic coronavirus outbreak happens right before the actual outbreak? Now, I'm sure your viewers are all aware of this, but what many people are not aware of and what nobody is really talking about at this point, which I cover in two reports for ActivistPost.com, is that on this exact same day, on October 18th, 2019, the Military World Games were held in Wuhan, China, and they did their opening ceremonies. It's basically like the Olympics for the military. They had nearly 10,000 athletes from all over the world. In fact, from 110 different countries.
Well, that would either be the perfect cover to release it on them to spread it among military forces around the world, or for a foreign military to come in and spread it in Wuhan.
Of course, absolutely. And that's what my reports explore. Now, I'm not saying I know that this is a fact for sure, but this is, as you stated, what would be the perfect cover for this.
Yeah, obviously this should be looked into.
Absolutely. Now, in this event, there was a large group of Chinese military troops who had the blue helmets on, who had the UN helmets on, and they dedicated about a 5-6 minute segment of the opening ceremonies to this. So you have essentially two UN events taking place at once, one in New York City simulating the coronavirus outbreak, the one in Wuhan, where what is now ground zero. So pretty amazing events unfolding as this information comes out. Now, this would have provided, as you say, the perfect cover. And I spoke to a former CIA operative and whistleblower, Vern Lyon, about this possibility recently. And he stated that you can never rule out agency involvement, no matter which agency, which country. Now, we can go through process of elimination to see who would have access to a bioweapons program like this. Now, he also stated that it would have been very easy for any country involved to slip in 5 to 10 operatives along with their teams. There was the U.S. alone had sent over 300 athletes, which doesn't include the support personnel that would be accompanying them. Now, and if this isn't shocking enough, as reported by Jennifer Zhang Blog, who is a journalist and activist, she's been doing an amazing job obtaining information from China, translating it to English. She reported that prior to the military world games, they were holding in China a 30-day countdown to the military world games, where they were conducting emergency type drills, including the outbreak or infection of a novel coronavirus. So lots of coincidences taking place here in regards to Wuhan and others we can get into further.
Investigative journalist with the Activist Post is here with us. We're going to be going over all of this when we come back, and then I'm going to continue on with Alan Key. Should have told you he was coming on, former ambassador to the United Nations. He's coming up. And then Dr. Nick Begich, who exposed this whole thing first.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Activist Post investigative journalist Spiro Skirtis is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And boy, I got a lot of news up on Infowars.com. We don't have time to get to it, but you can go see it for yourself. The View freaks out on Matt Gaetz. Trump should pardon Roger Stone. I'll play that next hour. The Russians are coming for 2020, Hillary Clinton warns. Just look at their leader. What a joke. But it makes us a joke that we've been under their control. Transgender kids, father shows son identifying as egg omelet. Yeah, I'm proud of black folks, man. They have really been fighting this attack on the kids like nobody else. I'm just pointing out what I see. They're just not buying it. Going back to our guest, obviously Wuhan and all the weirdness going on and China using this, Xi Jinping as a way to crack down, is very obvious. But getting past the journalism hat, gut level, what do you think the Wuhan virus is, and what do you think is really going to happen with it?
Well, on a gut level, I would say, just based on history and what we're looking at right now with all the evidence that's coming out, it appears that obviously we're not being told everything that's taking place. Everything points to this being weaponized at some level at some point, as you correctly pointed out, yes, China is using this to crack down. And personally, I am more concerned about what the governments around the world will do in response to this more than the virus itself at this point. Of course, you know, we do have some cases here in the U.S. There are thousands of people who are.
Oh, I agree with that. I think the vaccine they're going to push. They go, oh, it's 2 years. Oh, it's 18 months. Oh, it's a year away. They're going to have that thing in 3-4 months.
Well, if this is in fact a bioweapon, that means that it has been reverse engineered and that they would likely have a vaccine already on the books, on the table. Of course, they're not going to roll that out because then that would expose, well, yes, this is a bioweapon. We have been working on this. And then the vaccine manufacturers would not get those big fat contracts with the governments. And funny enough, Johnson & Johnson, who participated in Event 201, did recently secure a large contract with the federal government to partner with them to develop a vaccine for this. Now, we did see that China recently rolled out some new laws there. It was they try to make it sound like it's to make their vaccine program safer. And of course, included into that is a mandatory vaccine program in China, which did take effect on December 1st, which just so happens to be the same day that the first reports of this outbreak began. Now, going further into, you know, who could be behind this, who is involved, let's say that it is a bioweapon. Of course, you have to look at the events leading up to this. Event 201 and this military world games there in Wuhan is very significant. It would provide the perfect cover for anyone to get in there, any intelligence operation to go in and conduct a mission. You know, we have to go through process of elimination of who would have access to these biological contagions. And if, as Professor Boyle pointed out recently here on your show, the U.S., it appears, sold China the coronavirus. So just through that process of elimination alone right there, I mean, you have to look at who has the means and who benefits. And going into who benefits, well, China has the number one economy in the world right now. And now they're at a standstill. It's grind to a halt. So that opens up a vacuum. They're at the top of the number one position. And the U.S. is poised to take this position at any way they can. We see that the U.S. is already importing poultry. They plan on importing because into China, because China is also battling a bird flu virus, and they've had to kill off large portions of their chickens. So, you know, there's a lot of other things at play here. We have to look at Huawei, the 5G technology company, has a headquarters there in Wuhan, and now they're, you know, everything's locked down there under quarantine.
Well, to me, it just looks like a huge excuse for an orgy of just people are playing dominoes. So they beat the table up. What does that do? It just seems like a big Xi Jinping power exercise. The virus is obviously real, spreads fast, is engineered, scary as hell. But then watching the state response is just like an orgy of power grabbing.
Well, absolutely. It certainly is. And we have to question the actual numbers, you know, the numbers that China is putting out. Okay, they have, you know, reported, what, a little over 2,000 deaths at this point, 2,200 deaths there. Now, they have locked down 760 million people in China. That's roughly a little bit more than 10% of the entire world's population.
This is the biggest martial law drill in history.
Absolutely. And that this is something that we need to take note of here in our countries around the world. You know, people say they always think that it can't happen to them until it does. But moving on into other possible outcomes, we see the Chinese government has already removed $600 billion in cash from circulation. And it just so happens that they're ready to roll out their own digital cryptocurrency, their own central bank digital currency to replace cash.
Yeah, this to me looks like a giant central government communist powered exercise. Except the virus is weaponized. It is man-made. That's all confirmed. That just adds the craziness. I'm sure you're aware that New Scientist reported lab-made coronavirus triggers debate 5 years ago. And then we've got the papers all right here where they produced it in the U.S. It's the same virus and sold it to them. This is just crazy.
It certainly is. And again, we have to, you know, recognize the players involved in this leading up to this, all of the coincidences or synchronicities, you know, leading up to this, and the UN being involved at the same time in both events. Event 201 there in New York City and being involved in the World Military Games there in Wuhan, China. Now, to me, this is something that is extremely important because we know that the, you know, you guys have exposed a lot of it here, the UN programs. For like Agenda 21 and the 2030 agenda of global governance. And we've seen the major central banks pushing this hard through climate change and digitizing currency leading up to 2020. Now, here we are 2020, less than 3 months into it. And this is already, you know, one of the most wild years in memory.
Spiro, other points, other What's the next big story you're working on right now?
Well, I'm getting ready to interview Professor Francis Boyle here later on today. And then I'm also going to be covering doing an interview with Jennifer Zhang coming up here soon. People can look for that. She is, of course, the citizen activist and journalist who is obtaining a lot of information from China directly. It was her blog that posted the information about the 30-day countdown leading up to the military world games there in Wuhan, China, and the drills, the emergency drills that they were having before this took place, which did include infections of a novel coronavirus.
That's right. And then Bill and Melinda Gates had the drill a month before that. It's incredibly obvious this is scripted. The ends we're not sure of, but it's scripted. The UN praising Xi Jinping and stuff that hasn't been done since Hitler. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. Trump praising it. The whole thing does not look good. Thank you so much, sir, for the work you do at Activist Post. We look forward to speaking to you again, Spiro.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, folks. We've got former ambassador to the UN joining us to talk about the culture wars and talk about what's happening with this virus and so much more, Alan Keyes. But, wow, this is a big, big deal, what's unfolding right now. And I'm going to do my best to break it all down, but there's so much other just bizarre news going on right now. The things Joe Biden is saying, how Bloomberg got torn up at that debate but doesn't care, and just all the other news we've got here. The censorship, Twitter announcing a social score, and Trump and the Roger Stone situation that we're right at the center of, and the apocalyptic locust swarms destroying Africa, and feminists now saying don't have children. That's how you're a woman, is don't have children. Or if you do, have a surrogate or make sure it's an android. It's just all an orgy of evil, an attack on the species, an attack on the planet before we get into space and go to the next level. It's an alien attack. The Bible says there's a fallen angel. He's got a legion of troops, and he's stuck here, but he wants to kill us before we launch. And then I'm sitting here. There's going to be a world government. There's going to be a mark of the beast, and they're going to want you to do what they say to buy and sell. And then I'm sitting here going, this is either a really good guess, somebody was psychic, what's that term? Self-fulfilling prophecy. Something big is going on. Hour number three is straight ahead. Please don't forget InfoWarsStore.com with great products that make you and your family's life better, that fund our operations, storable food, ready to ship, that's high quality, great immune gargle, and the Super Silver toothpaste that has a nano silver in it. It's so good. I've still got that at 50% off, despite the fact it's very close to selling out. So be sure and take action at InfoWarsStore.com. And DNA Force is back in stock as well. Coming up in T-minus 6 minutes, one of my favorite people, and somebody I want to get on the show a lot more, former ambassador of the UN, best-selling author Alan Keyes is going to be here with us for the rest of the hour coming up. But I wanted to air this special report, The Year of Activism. It's going to be confronting these globalists with facts. It's going to bring them down.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you've sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar.
We will hear 30-minute opening arguments from councils for the majority and the minority.
Gary Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are, Gary Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this.
You were caught on tape by Project Veritas, shadow banning order. People. You were censoring people. You censored
Lab
me. You censored Milo. You censored
room.
Chuck Johnson, James O'Keefe. You even censored President Trump when one of your employees deleted his account for a few
take
minutes.
A seat, or we'll have
you are
to
censoring
you.
Conservatives, and I'm asking you, President Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late.
America's sick of the treason committed by the Democrat Party.
Committee room.
We voted for Donald Trump, and they're going to remove it because they don't like it.
Americans are sick of your impeachment scandal.
They're sick of the Democrat treason.
We know who committed the crimes, and it wasn't Trump.
That's the problem.
Here's the problem.
And don't
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com.
So many of them faced unimaginable hardships or terrible abuse.
Like Juanita Broderick? Did you include Juanita Broderick or Paula Jones?
And I think
the children you smuggled from Haiti will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
Sir, you're out of here.
Seriously, this is a campaign for change. For sanity, for honesty, for inclusion, for compassion.
How come your name was in Epstein's black book? Just answer the question. Why was your name in Epstein's black book?
I will talk to you outside, okay? Thank you.
Mr. Comey, hey, how is it ethical to brief the President of the United States on an unverifiable and salacious dossier? And how is it ethical leadership to not tell him that his political opposition, Hillary Clinton, paid for that? You didn't disclose that information. Why didn't you disclose to President Trump that his opposition paid for the material? You are not an ethical leader.
Every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters find homes.
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
We really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
Trump Tower, New York is...
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
The Donald wasn't too happy.
Bill Clinton is a rapist! The whole time media!
The Donald was not too happy about it.
I got these for the 4th of July, and I got this Hillary for Prison t-shirt, and I just want everyone to know about this, like, big presidential campaign that Bill Clinton is a rapist, Infowars.com.
Mr. Clinton, would you like to make a comment to Danny Williams?
Mr. Clinton.
Can you make a comment about Trump saying about rape allegations?
Hey, I don't want to hear any of that. Knock it off.
You're a communist scum. You're not taking our guns, none of you. 1776 will begin again if you take our guns.
Shut the f- Mr. Comey, 11 lawmakers, Mr. Comey, today filed a criminal referral against you.
Ma'am, you're going to have to leave.
You're going to get prosecuted, Let's Comey. Go. You're going to get locked up.
Let's go, man.
Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You've had Google executives lie to Congress and you're not censoring conservatives.
We are not going to allow you to take our Second Amendment. Did you see Trump 2020?
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever.
During that special report that I just aired, I'm not trying to build suspense up here. I was sent video of Roger Stone that nobody else has. And I was talking to the lawyer involved just like in a 4-minute break because I was running that little promo video. And I'm like, what do we do with this? They're like, well, what do you think you do with it? Because that's the thing about being in charge. It's the responsibility. You have to make the decisions. Let's just say this war that's going on against America and the intimidation and the bullying is just so over the top. And they throw so many punches that they hope we just give up, but we're not. We're actually winning and coming through the fight like Muhammad Ali in the 12th round, and we're going to win in the end. But there's going to be a heavy price to pay, but it's worth it. As soon as I'm in the show today, I will go deal with this video and the footage I've seen of the incredible persecution of Roger. He's been a co-host of this show in the war room, and We're right in the middle of the zeitgeist, but I was sent by lawyers this video just like 20 minutes ago, and they called me over. That's why I aired a tape before Alan Keyes was coming on, or I would have gone right to him. I had to run over and watch it, and I was like, what the hell is this? Just to give you an idea of the harassment Trump has gone through or Roger Stone's gone through, we've been through a lot. But those guys, because they're old friends, it's just been insane. And they're not victims. They're not little wimps saying, oh, I'm a victim. You just need to know it's unbelievable behind the scenes. The left has pulled out every stop. There is no chivalry. There is no decency. There is nothing but total insanity. So let's shift gears. Just know that I'm going to respond to what I was sent. I've just got to process it. And I'm not complaining because I'm a decisive person, but when you're getting this much information at a certain point, I've got to process this stuff. I've got to be able to think about it a little bit. But with great power comes great responsibility, as Spider-Man says. Speaking of great power and great responsibility, we're joined by the former head U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Alan Keyes, who I've really been wanting to get on the show more often. We're really glad to have him from his great TV studios. I don't know if it's in New York or Maryland or Tennessee. He's got them all over the place. But he's a best-selling author, American conservative political activist, pundit, and former ambassador, doctoral graduate of Harvard University. His family are great patriots. IamTV.us, LoyalToLiberty.com. I'm just going to stop right there. And just because we've got a bunch of topics I want to cover with him, the abandonment of natural law, the neglect of constitutional authority. But I want to just ask him, as a historian and as a father and as a patriot who's lived a lot of years and seen a lot since the Reagan administration, what would you call, sir, this period in history that we're in right now?
Well, I think we have come to the crisis of American self-government, a crisis that was predicted really since the very beginning. The founders were thinking about this kind of crisis when they were putting the Constitution together. We had one crisis that they were assuming would come during the course of the Civil War. I think this is now a crisis that looms over us. It would have come earlier, I think, because there was a period during the course of the 20th century when the advances of communism and Nazism and all these other forms of socialist totalitarian tyranny were marching through European societies and were putting pressure on all of the Western countries, including those like the United States and to a certain extent Great Britain, that were the fruits of the Enlightenment thinking that then led to the surge of self-government, of by and for the people, as Lincoln put it. But I think that because of the excesses of those regimes and Hitler's unleashing and the Japanese unleashing of global war, we got the impression with the success of the United States that somehow or another we had overcome that crisis. But that
that's right. We believed evil was defeated, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. I think in point of fact, it was poised in a different way because a lot of the underlying philosophy that had fed the rise amongst the elites in Europe of various forms of totalitarian-minded socialism and what we now understand to be fascism, Nazism, and so forth and so on, the collective and repressive totalitarian form of government that essentially sees an elite taking charge in the name of some utopian vision of the future, moving in one direction or another, but in a way that represses all the ideas of God endowed unalienable right.
Human. Why does it always produce nightmares? It never produces anything good.
It has never produced anything good. In fact, it has produced what I fear will be the end result of what is happening to us right now. The first thing it produces is massive death, because you have entered into a period where people adopt a very literal understanding of the ends justify the means. And the ends often are ends that require that you essentially cleanse the population. You know, we talked about ethnic cleansing. This is ideological cleansing. And I think a lot of the things that are now being put in place.
Oh, we're going through. Big tech is just, they've announced social credit scores on Twitter. And if you're a, quote, racist, you don't get health care in the UK. It's just, it's absolutely dangerous. It's like textbook.
See, I think one of the things that we absolutely have to start to focus on, particularly among grassroots Americans, because we're under a full front assault on everywhere you look.
We're in a war
coming at us. But I think they have one main and serious objective, and that main and serious objective is to undermine our confidence in the underlying premise of our way of life.
They want to demoralize us. Their main mission is demoralization.
Rights, and they mean to get rid of it.
So how do we stop? I totally agree. They want to demoralize us. How do we stop that?
Well, the first thing you do if you want to avoid being demoralized is you focus. You focus on what is the essential point, because when you're faced with that kind of an assault, part of the assault is just to distract you from the main point of the assault.
Exactly.
And decide what that main point is. And I think that main point is to overthrow, first of all, our confidence in the truths that this country was founded on, starting with the premise of God-endowed unalienable rights, which then overthrows our confidence in our own capacity to govern. So that we then start looking for some kind of
answer.
Human center, which they're quite prepared to offer in the form of these totalitarian-minded elites who will come along. We got the money. We got the ideas. We've got the utopia. Just sit back and we'll do it for you.
Bloomberg that says, he goes, I'll run your life. Just give me power.
Well, that's what we're looking at. But they're also, I think, mobilizing to box us in. And I think that's part of what, if you think through the whys and wherefores, let's assume for a moment that what's going on with the coronavirus is part of this kind of thinking, is one of the fronts on which we're being assaulted. It's the front that's pressuring us not to look at our way of life, but simply to fear for our lives. And in fearing for our lives, to look around for anything that will relieve that
and
fear.
And give up our way of life.
Regimentation of our whole way of life.
Wow. I tell you, Alan Keyes, you got to get on the show more. When we come back, then let's get into whatever topics you want to cover. I know you sent me some notes, the abandonment of natural law, scientific and moral. What is natural law? Let's talk about that. Growing secession movement proves Americans fed up with dim policies. Conservative Oregon continues, may join Idaho. The secret life of Wisconsin kids. Dwayne Wade says, son knew he was transgender at the age of 3. Good news, law penalizing misgendering with hefty fine may be challenged. It's all coming up with former Ambassador to the United Nations from the U.S., Alan Keyes, here on this live Global Friday transmission that only exists because of your incredible support and your prayers. I mean, it's so simple, folks. I just want to stay in the fight. I don't fear death, imprisonment, any of it. I just fear not being able to fight. And the fact that you back us, and the fact that you support us, and the fact that you give us your word of mouth is everything. So I want to thank the listeners. Don't thank me. I thank you. We'll be right back. Ronald Reagan's appointment, Ambassador to Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and he's been fighting the tyrants, well, before that and ever since. Alan Keyes is here. When I go to CPAC next week, hopefully he can guest host with us at least one day. We're working on that right now, but he's here with us. I want to get into the topics he wants to cover, but I just had to ask him. We're all honest here. The pros and cons of Trump, the fake impeachment failed. But him allowing big tech to surveil, not just censor, and to bring in Chinese social credit scores, I believe it's President Trump's biggest failing as an American birthright is just torn away from us, and he lets big tech do this. I just don't know what to say at this point. I mean, can you speak to what your views are on Trump and his positives, his failings? Because we're obviously not in a culture of just supporting the president. I mean, he obviously doesn't understand the problems, or for some reason he's not dealing with them. What do you think?
Well, I think part of the problem is that we don't have the habit of presenting these things in their right perspective. What particularly shocked me about President Trump was that when they threatened to censor his Twitter account, he didn't get the point of it, which is not that he was being threatened as an individual, but that the president of the United States was being told that he was not going to be allowed to communicate with the American people. That's not an attack.
Exactly.
On
he never gets the power of the office. He keeps thinking it's about him, which isn't a bad thing. I love Trump, but yeah, no, it's the office.
Yes, I'm not talking about the office.
Okay, explain to me.
The fact that this is a government of, by, and for the people. That the president
So the people elected him, and they're silencing the people's representative.
If he can't communicate with the people, that's step number one. That's a direct attack on the body politic. If they can't communicate with one another, that's a direct attack on the body politic. And that was considered, by the way, by our founders to be so serious that if you had behavior characterized by that kind of an attack from officials in the government, that was a high crime and misdemeanor. We are now getting it from private corporations who have been offering public accommodations to lure people in and make billions of dollars for themselves.
And let people invest in them and promote their platforms.
Position to attack the body politic in its most vital function, which is to exercise the sovereign power of election that determines who's going to sit in what office. But the only way you can do that properly is to be informed. And they are now trying to control.
So what do we do with election suppression, voter suppression? What do you think the president should do?
Well, I think the president should start looking at the Constitution and going after these companies because, among other things, they are violating the civil rights of American citizens. And they are engaged in something that constitutes a direct attack on the body politic, which, by the way, is a kind of lèse majesté. In a society, that is an attack on the sovereign. Because when the people are acting in their capacity as citizens to prepare for voting and to go to vote, they need that information. They need that free communication. The founders identified it as vital that they should be able freely to communicate and have access to available information.
So the system is attacking we the people. They're saying we're not worth it. We're not good. Don't let us communicate. The elites know best.
Well, it doesn't matter what they're saying, because we live under a constitution in which...
No, I understand what they're doing is illegal and wrong. I'm saying the outrage of what big tech is saying. Why do you think Trump has missed this most fundamental issue?
Because he's not seeing it in terms of its attack. We talk about these issues as if they are simply issues of individuals' right. It is an individual right. Right? Because all our rights have to be exercised.
But collectively, we're being denied the right to communicate in the commerce of ideas.
What they're doing actually implies the overthrow of our government. That's what it implies.
Then I'll stop interrupting. Quantify it. I know you're a smart guy. Quantify it then.
Quantify it. I think it's easily quantifiable. If you start taking all viewpoints, filtering them through a controlled process, a process controlled by a very elite handful of people. That means that the people are no longer getting full information to allow them to know both what the issues are and what the choices are in terms of those who are most capable of representing their feelings for what this country is about. Once you have done that to any degree, you have already overthrown the process itself that the Constitution intends to establish.
Exactly. So an iron curtain of control has come in.
Was put in there in the first place.
So what do we do about the iron curtain of control? What should the president do?
The president should start bringing suit, first of all, against these companies. By suit, I mean he should develop cases that prosecute them for violations of the law. I would put it under the civil rights attribute, first of all. After all, if it is wrong to discriminate against people, viewpoint discrimination, whatever, in public facilities and to lunch counters based on race and so forth and so on. You had to make an argument to make all that into civil rights. You don't have to make an argument to make it into civil rights. When it comes to the activity of people acting as citizens, it's right there in the First Amendment.
You're absolutely right. And it really is a unification of everybody's rights that are being violated. This is the big unifier of our ability to talk to each other. They're trying to block it. This is a rape of the people.
That's right, but it's not being presented as that. See, they're presenting it as this individual, that individual that they can try to attack and characterizes crazy.
Oh, we even got a white paper from a major university saying, ban Jones first. It'll make it about an individual. Then they won't organize as a group. It actually says that, George Washington University.
See, that's why I believe that the key to it is to wake people up to the fact that this is an attack on the form of government, which is a form of government meant to guarantee the ultimate say of the people as a whole. They are tearing it down. I saw an article that had been published by some professor from Marquette University just today or yesterday, in which they were saying about the Democratic process. Now, think of it. The Democrat primaries, this woman is saying they should be decided by an elite group consisting of politicians, sitting politicians. That means to say
Politburo.
By turning over elections to the chief swamp leaders. That doesn't make any sense. But it shows a will to confine government and decision-making, to take it out of the hands of the people, so that, as Nancy Pelosi said several years ago, elections won't matter so much. That's what they're after.
Well, Alan Keyes, I've interviewed a lot of people, but you've got to be probably the smartest. You're absolutely right. And the way you quantify and boil it all down to what it is, it's just naked tyranny. And Trump makes it about, oh, this individual got banned, that one got banned, or, oh, it's a company's right. No, they're companies in unison working together to suppress certain groups. Well, that's fundamentally un-American and must be defeated. We got 30 seconds to break, but you should come back. When you host next week, you've got to just do a message to the president, because he gets messages from the show, and the president's a smart guy, but he's so corporate, he just thinks, well, companies can do what they want. He doesn't get they're colluding, they're linking together, they've got AI watching people. It's just so illegal, it's so evil. Alan Keyes is our guest, former ambassador of the UN from the U.S. We're going to get into the neglect of constitutional authority and the abandonment of natural law and a bunch of stories he wants to cover straight ahead. Stay with us and tell folks to tune in right now. That's how we break the censorship blockade.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Man, former ambassador to the UN from the U.S., Alan Keyes, best-selling author, knows his stuff. Loyal to Liberty.com, IMTV.us. So I've been interrupting a lot just because he's absolutely on target. I'm trying to interject my points because I know Trump's wrong. I know that if the mafia, whether they be whatever mafia, Dixie mafia, Italian mafia, Mexican mafia, Chinese mafia, whatever, was the Scientologists, if they were trying to suppress speech like this, they get in trouble. But it's big tech in live time saying, we're watching you, we're going to control you. The president must take action. But let's get into the neglect of constitutional authority and the abandonment of natural law, what is natural law, and some of these stories you sent me with Ambassador Alan Keyes. Please continue.
Well, one of the things that I sent the stories over for was to illustrate a point that I think we've been talking about, which is that we have a tendency as Americans to look at things in individual terms and to forget that the attack that's taking place is an attack that's taking place on the very foundation of our form of government and our way of life. So that each attack is intended as a final result to separate us from one of the assumptions that allow us to govern ourselves.
Well, that's the paradox. We're individualist, but we have to have a collective. Just because communists are collective, they're a false collective. We're a collective that's via our mission and our ethos. We come together through free will. Only our collective can defeat their collective.
And if we don't understand that, then they will end up battering the foundations down while we're frittering away trying to answer each discrete attack as if that's all the danger we face. And we won't see the big picture that the house is going to collapse because they've removed the
foundation. How do we answer the main assault?
Well, one of those foundations is, for instance, the authority of parents over their children. And we might say, well, that's an individual authority. Well, not quite, because if we claim to have the capacity to be sovereign people, that is to say, to be individuals who will care for the common good of our country and can be entrusted with the most important kind of power in dealing with that common good. Well, when do we prove ourselves to have the character to do that? When we raise our kids. So respecting parental authority and obligation and responsibility is part of what must be done to make sure that our sovereign capacity is developed and respected. They are now using all this gender junk.
No, you're right. Everything is about keeping us from ever stepping into that most basic authority.
Well, they're destroying it. They're denying it. They're taking it away completely. Wisconsin, I read a story where they're actually practicing deception. They're telling parents, they're not telling parents that their children are going to school and being encouraged first and then aided and abetted in adopting a different gender identity that they never tell the parents about. Imagine that. And they're
it's unbelievable. It's not just physical rape. It's spiritual and psychological rape.
And then you've read, probably talked a lot about these efforts to promote transgender story hours and all of this sort of stuff. What's that really about? What it's really about is turning the children over to these folks who are essentially grooming them to no longer accept the authority of their parents or the reasonable authority of science or anything else in society, to follow their whims. And people who follow their whims can then be manipulated by those same whims. And therefore, you are actually empowering the government to fashion little automatons.
It truly is monstrous.
Of these kinds of satisfactions.
So continuing along this line then.
Well, you see, I think that when you allow that to happen, you're essentially grooming future generations, not only to be the playthings of people of power. That, I think, is obviously true, and it's part of the crisis, the moral crisis, that generates so much indignation about all of this. But you're also grooming them to essentially rely on the government's formation of their own sense of who they are. A sense that, by the way, is not supported by science, not supported by objective fact, and therefore they'll be entirely dependent on government fiat, government laws, government support to support the fantasy identity that they've created for themselves.
That's right. Only government can enforce the fantasy land.
Say again?
Only government and the state can enforce the fantasy land.
That's right. And once you put them in that position, they become entirely dependent on government for the fundamental sense of their own worth.
Who came up, Dr. Keyes, with a diabolical plan like this? I mean, this is, we know it's the Tavistock Institute, but man, this is so diabolical.
Well, it's diabolical, but it's also kind of, what's the word? Commonplace in history. You identify the means whereby you can manipulate people. The best example I think that we all appreciate is getting people addicted to drugs. Well, you're getting people addicted to, say, sexual pleasures related to sexual fantasies that have nothing to do with the objective responsibilities, obligations, and character required to lead a life.
Yeah,
that
so
they
people
can
give up their whole identity and their whole world to whatever perversion. That perversion becomes all they care about. Well, they don't care about the rest of the world, so now other people can be history's actors.
Well, other people, meaning a handful of folks who have amassed enough power, enough money, enough control over government institutions to dictate the environment in which they operate, and then, as I say, give or receive the opportunities they'll have to satisfy their fantasies. And once you put them in that position, they become utterly dependent on the supplier. And since the supplier of this opportunity is government, it has no natural basis, they're going to become essentially slaves of the government.
It is like a weird fever dream, hallucination, what the left does. They're so unhappy, they just attack bedrock of civilization and God's system. It really is satanic.
Well, you know, it reminds me a little bit, though, of a kind of weird reversal of what was the case with aristocratic rule. Aristocratic pretensions were supported by outward appearances that required a certain kind of power to enforce them on others. So you got people to call you your majesty and your worship and your this and that, in ways that would then contribute to a false sense of intimidation. That's a lot like getting people used to being penalized if they misgender so-and-so, right? So if you don't say the right title we're going to throw you in jail. We're going to take
you. It's incredible. You probably didn't hear my show yesterday, but that's what I said. I said it's the new royalty where they're arresting people that misgender in England. It's a royalty. You didn't give the right title. Since when is saying someone's a man or a woman, or it's ma'am, it's ma'am? It's literally the new royalty.
That's exactly right. But then you have to ask yourself, what sustains this royalty? What power is it that keeps them in power? And it's obviously just the power of being able to enforce your will against others. But if a small group of people can impose their will and force the titles today,
that's it. If it's the transgenderism today and mother and father's bad, it's anything tomorrow. If they can get us to submit to something this ridiculous now, we'll capitulate to anything.
Tomorrow, it will be calling those who have self-identified as elites and who have sufficient power to impose their will, you'll have to call them by whatever name or title they demand.
And let's go back. Remember the deputy head of Google 5 years ago in a lawsuit made his employees call him a beautiful female dragon in a beautiful golden building. You know, that sounds dumb. No, that's a cult. If I made my employees call me a beautiful female dragon, I would be in a cult.
Well, imagine that that nonsense is enforced by government and courts with fines and jail sentences, and you get an idea of where we're headed.
By the way, I'm not just saying this, Alan, because I've been begging for months for you to get on the show. I don't know why it hasn't happened, but we got to get you on anytime you want to come on, the show's yours, because I feel like victory when I talk to you. I'm not just, but unlike any other guest, when I talk to you, because you quantify what I already and spiritually know, I just feel victory. I feel like a way out when I talk to you. I'm serious. Your study of history, your knowledge, all of it quantifies what my spirit already knows. Well, let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, former ambassador to the UN, Alan Keyes, is our guest. He's on fire as usual here today. We have the fourth hour coming up as well with Nick Begich, but I'll do a few segments and hit some other news I haven't gotten to. He is going to be co-hosting at least one of the shows next week. So, Alan Keyes, you've boiled down who these people are and what they're doing. And you've got these articles, Growing Secession Movement. You know, the left can say these cities are above the law. Illegal aliens can drink and drive. They cannot pay taxes. Well, what happens with secession movements on the other side? What do you see the pushback of Americans against the system? What do you see unfolding?
Well, one, I think that particular movement is a rational response to the fact that Democrats are trying to build an urban-based tyranny in the country. Precisely the thing, by the way, that the whole founding system was devised to avoid.
The whole Electoral College.
Or other sectional tyranny over the whole country. And it neglects a couple of important factors. Aside from the fact that you're usurping the overall electoral process, you're also acting as if numbers are the only thing that matters. And of course, that's not true, because each section of our country contributes something that's vital to the rest of us. So that you may have people who are fewer in number living, for instance, in rural areas, but the food they produce is vital to everybody.
And they're holding the area. They're paying taxes on it.
You see, and they're trying to hold them hostage in the same way that in third world countries, they often held farmers hostage and people who lived in rural areas hostage to the demands of the urban and the military.
The central government. It happens over and over again.
That's right. But you destroy the country. Because you're not paying attention to the vital contribution.
Because you've created a new slave class.
The society.
Why do you think Bloomberg badmouthed farmers and badmouthed mothers and told his employees kill their babies? He just has this sick attitude. He openly says, I should be able to tell you how to live. I know best. His arrogance is outrageous.
Well, I think the arrogance of it's outrageous, but it's also a form, if you analyze it through, of insanity, which puts the ambition for power above everything else so that you will sacrifice every good thing, prosperity, liberty, happiness, in order to achieve that power objective. And I'm sorry.
That's right. That's- he wants the technocracy, he says, to tell us how to live right. And it's the most outrageous statement. He just says it with a straight face.
Well, I think that's because they have no real standard of right and wrong. When you don't have a standard of right and wrong, when your only standard is power, you can get away with telling lies and you don't feel that they're lies because they serve your purpose. You can get away with making promises and you don't have to keep them because they serve your purpose. The only thing that matters is that you achieve your aim. And what Americans have to wake up to is to start asking. We have produced one of the greatest outcomes, I think the greatest, for any country, any nation in the history of the world. We've done it on a unique basis of respecting the sovereignty of the people. The attack that matters most is the attack on that sovereignty, which depends on two things, our own character and the authority of Almighty God, which was acknowledged at the beginning as a substitute for the notion that the only standard is the will of the strongest.
Well, so let's talk about that other topic you wanted to get into. What is natural law? A lot of fake definitions out there, some occultic ones, but what's real natural law from a scholar's view, and what is the abandonment of it?
Well, see, I guess I deal in American definitions. Natural law is the set of rules that first govern material nature, on which our science entirely depends now.
So it's common sense.
Science and so forth. The other kind of natural law is the law that is represented in the way in which human beings are prompted to behave by their bodies and by their understanding, their ability to reason, in order to preserve themselves, preserve their families, take care of their country, and achieve a state of being that corresponds to their happiness. And that's what was talked about in the Declaration of Independence. And that natural inclination to want to do the things that will help to make you happy, help to keep your family happy, help to keep your community safe and your children safe, that was the premise of our idea of equality, because we all have that inclination, and we stand responsible before God for doing the things that will help to achieve the result.
So why is there a war against natural law when it's common sense, it's what we know is right, we want to do it?
That's right. And the government's supposed to respect that, not interfere with it. And we're certainly not supposed to turn over our responsibilities, beginning with our responsibility for our family and our children. We're not supposed to turn it over to anybody else, because it's not just about getting things done. It's about getting them done in a way that respects the provisions that God has made, which provisions are the only ones on which we can base the claim of equality. Have you noticed that? We're not equal in material provisions. We're not equal in intelligence. We're not equal in physical strength or anything else.
But we're equal in the rules of how it's supposed to run.
Excuse me?
But we're equal in the rules of what works, of what binds us together as humans. Well, and you violate those rules.
But those rules are only, how can I put it, are only a source of equality when we acknowledge that we are equally responsible for obeying them and following.
No, I agree. It's like we are all equal, created by God to follow God's plan if we choose so.
That's right. But that means, and here's the fundamental error a lot of people make, freedom is not the source of equality. Freedom is the condition that allows us to choose the path of equality.
Oh, I totally agree. We're given free will by God to have the free will to make the right choice or not. We're given free will by God so that we can make the choice. Exactly. The freedom to make the choice is not the end game. It's just the climate to be able to have the free will to make the right choice.
You have to. Well, that's where the idea of rights comes from. I was rereading a book the other day, The Closing of the American Mind, by somebody I knew very well, Alan Bloom, who was one of my mentors in the early part of my college education. And he contrasts the Enlightenment thinking about rights. And he says something that I don't believe is exactly accurate. He says that the opposite of rights under the Enlightenment was not wrongs, but duties. That's the exact opposite of what I think is the case. In point of fact, the root of all rights lies in our obligation to do that which accords with the will of God for our preservation and our happiness, according to the law that should govern our nature.
No, I totally agree. God's given us a plan that's going to work beautifully, but we have free will to choose it.
We have free will to choose it, but we have to use that will to do what's right. When we use it to do what's wrong, it is not a right.
It's sin. That
then has to be resisted by those who are following the logic of unalienable
rights. Well, what's crazy is if you actually do what God says, you're fabulously successful. So why would anyone not want to follow that?
Well, they wouldn't want to follow them because though they're fabulously successful, some of them, they want to be worshipped as God. And you can't be worshipped as God.
No, exactly. You can't be God when you admit there is a God above you.
Exactly. And I think that that's what's making everybody unhappy. You know, Caesar and all of these people in ancient times, they used to get temples in which they were worshipped because they were so wonderful. I think a lot of our elites miss that. And they want to take us back. They call themselves progressive.
So, Alan, I can tell you're a really smart guy. And I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. You don't feel good being praised. You like your ideas being accepted because you know it's the truth. But I don't like being praised as a god. But I see elitists, so-called elitists, they love it. They go to award ceremonies and they believe it. And you, if you, it's like you're exactly. Why would you want a temple built to yourself? It seems compared to God, you feel pathetic doing that. But see, they think they're God.
Well, see, they're encouraging ordinary folks to give room for the delusion that they can be God. They can be men when they're women and women when they're men and anything you feel like doing and so forth and so on. Everybody thinks that's for me because I get to do whatever I want. No, don't fool yourself, y'all. They're saying you can do anything you want, knowing that's not true, so that they can do anything they have the power to do, knowing that right now they have the power to do pretty much anything they please. To you, which world do you want to live in? Because I think it's crazy to go into the world these people are.
No, you just said it. Going with God's plan gives you defense mechanisms and systems that protect you. If they convince you to abandon that, you've been opened up for attack. The hedge of protection has been dropped by people that know the natural law. They're just getting you to abandon it so they can dominate you.
Well, I think that's true. And we have to know that that hedge of protection is not theoretical. It's actually the confidence that comes from believing that you are walking the path of right and that other people of right mind will stay with you. That's what made the New Model Army successful when the Cromwell revolted against the aristocrats.
Let's talk about Cromwell, the Lord High Protector, Defender of the Faith. We're back in 2 minutes. Final segment with Alan Keith. Stay with us.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too.
Look, what a wonderful world. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know everything Hollywood and the left pushes is systems to hurt people. What type of establishment would come up with something like that? How would you like try to hurt people and turn them against each other and cut them off from God? Well, they're serving the devil. The devil's real. Alan Keyes, former ambassador to the UN, has been with us. He's going to be hosting one of the days next week at least. We really appreciate him being with us. LoyalToLiberty.com. In the 4 or 5 minutes we have left here, what else do you want to put out today and put out to the president and others about where you see us in time and space?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Alex, is I want to thank you because I think you have been encouraging people to think strategically. And people think that that means, wars and so forth, and it does in a way. But it's closely allied to what they stigmatize as conspiracy thinking. Well, what is conspiracy thinking? It's the thinking that's done by people who think that others are out to get them. What does a general always think like? He always thinks that the enemy's out to get him. What is strategy? The way a general thinks. So I think that people need to be encouraged to do what you do. Look ahead, think strategically, and realize that a hill can be a nice place to have a picnic, or it can be a place where you put the cannon with which you're going to destroy the people. And I think we're no longer thinking strategically as a people, and we need to, about every problem.
Well, that's right. We've been taught to just trust whatever we're being given. Oh, don't say mother and father. We're going to have some men dressed up like clowns come have your kids bounce on their knee. And just don't think strategically. Don't think why they're doing that. Obviously, they're pedophiles. Obviously, they're grooming people. They say they are. I mean, it's not even like strategic. It's like just seeing what's in front of you and not behaving like dodo birds.
Well, I think that that's what strategy is about in a way. And part of the advantage that I believe Christianity gave to people over the centuries was that it posited an adversary who's out to get you every minute of the day if you don't pay attention first to the rules that govern your own safety.
Be loving, be good, be strong. Exactly.
So I think that that's a great gift that you give. And it's what I have tried to do in trying to serve this present time. And I'm glad, by the way, that you put out such great products, because I've been relying on your PM formula to help me get to sleep after I've been driven crazy by a lot of all this crazy news we have to deal with every day.
Well, Dr. Alan Keyes, we love you, and we're really looking forward to you. As much as you want to co-host, I've been really trying to get you on the show, and now you got your studios set up and your own shows doing great. Spend the last minute and a half we have telling folks about things that Dr. Alan Keyes is doing, where they find you, the shows you're doing.
Well, they can find me at Brighteon.com on the IAMTV channel, IAMTV channel. And you can get that just by typing that in when you go there. We've been producing a lot of shows on a whole range of subjects, but they all have one purpose. And the one purpose is to get people to think about the founding premises on which we stand as a free people and to apply those premises, see how they're at work or being attacked in everything that's going on in our society now. The crisis has come. We will nobly save or meanly lose this entire way of life if we don't wake up and get busy.
That's right. I mean, the epic war is now. Thank you, and God bless you. We'll talk to you next week. And think about that. You go talk to leftists at their events. None of them can even talk. They could be black, white, old, young. They're literally zombies. You talk to an Alan Keyes. He's on fire. He knows all the history, everything. I've done deep research. He has more than I do. It's like he knows what he's doing. That's what it is to serve Christ, is to be empowered, is to know how the world works. But see, the devil, he just sells nothing but destruction. These people sign on believing it's easy and they just get destroyed. I don't want to be one of these soul suck slaves, man. I want to be up there when we die with people like Alan Keyes. We'll be right back. I'm going to do one final segment. Then Dr. Nick Begas takes over. This is the InfoWar. This is the fight for a human future.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I?
We had Dr. Alan Keyes on for the last hour. He just joined us. And to listen to that guy, because I've read, no exaggeration, over 500 history books. And he knows what he's talking about. It's so refreshing. You talk to a leftist, they get upset and threatened by somebody that's informed. I hear somebody that's informed and knows more than I do, and I'm like, wow, this is really a good thing for humanity. This is a big positive, but not for them. It's all about keeping people dumb and controlling them. But I talked to Alan Keyes, who I've been wanting to get back on for months, and I'm like, we've got a chance at victory. We need more of this guy. Because he's preaching Americana. He's preaching what made the country. Why do you think we're so powerful? We've got our problems, but there was something we had that was big. Alan Keyes has, you know, PhDs in that. Americana from Harvard. That was what he studied. That's what he did. And so look at that guy, eloquent, smart, knows everything backwards and forwards, compared to a leftist, drooling, hateful, saying F you. They can't even talk. The globalists look at that and go, look at our slaves. Look at what we've done to them. Oh, they're so easy to control. Because they don't even think how they're connected to that. It's a nightmare situation. Because evil is building. And that's the paradox. In fact, cue that video up. We have a beat version of the Bat Boy attacking. I want to play that in a minute. Because that's the paradox that Victor Hugo talked about. The French statesman and philosopher. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. It's true. If you wake up when you're 5 years old, you go out and get eggs from the chickens and milk the cows, and you go and drink the milk and you fry the eggs, you learn, like, it's fun to go out and get the eggs. It's fun to go milk the cows. It's fun to churn the butter. Like, the work is fun. It's fun to roof the house. It's fun to bring in the cows. It's fun to slit the pig's throat. You don't hate the pig, you like the pig, but, you know, you got to cut them up and eat them. You know, it's like, well, it's fun. We hang them up. Those are people. They know how to do stuff. Versus the folks we see today who just are pissed off because they're cut off from their humanity. They're cut off from the thousands of years of human development. They're cut off from all their epigenetics. I was flying last weekend over a bunch of horses, and the pilot with the helicopter said, yeah, we don't know why the horses don't run. We can fly 10 feet over their heads, and they just sit there. But I said, but what would happen if a dog got released in that field? Well, the horses would run crazy because they have genetic memory of wolves. And the pilot looked at me and said, yeah, that's true. A helicopter can fly right in, right over horses, like 10 feet above, and they just don't see it because they don't have a genetic memory of a helicopter. They've got one of men. They've got one of dogs and wolves. They totally are spooked by dogs. And it's the same thing. When you have that genetic memory, you have everything. So what is our genetic memory? You know, if you tap into that thing, it's not this planet. It's a lot older. And that's what they don't want us to tap into, is the potential that we've had a long history. This planet is clearly just one base of something that was done, and we were put here. Like they take guys that are in the Army that want to be in this, quote, special forces, and that just means you can, like, you know, sign your name or tie your shoelaces, and they send them out for a month to live in the woods or the jungle and take care of themselves, because prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men. So you get sent out to a planet, you get dumped off here, doesn't matter how advanced our species was before, and you've got to relive it all and experience it to see who joins what. Because big mistakes were made before. And and the thing about nostalgia is looking back and saying, what could we do better? We had these big wars, and we went through all this evil, and, you know, we blew up all these galaxies and everything else. What can we do? Well, let's seed planets again with the beginning of humanity, but let's overwatch it and then try to figure out who's going to be good and who's going to be bad. And then let's take those people, their souls, their operating system. Like, none of this ever made sense till we had computers. Now people go, that's why all these occultists and globalists go, wait, everything's uploaded, it's all saved. Well, that's just machines. Imagine God. So God says, well, I'm just going to put you down here to be tested, and we're going to see what you do in this environment before you're given more power. And then there's another operating system that wants you to join with it, that's satanic, that wants to destroy you and your family, that wants to kill you, that doesn't like you. And it's not that God's a sadist. You know, the Satanists always say, oh, your God's a sadist. Why, God allowed your baby to die, or God allowed your wife to die in a car wreck. And yeah, your God's a sadist. No, God gave us free will, which is, again, the only thing a sentient being in the universe could do, was to create other sentient beings that have free will. But then, just like having children, you give those keys to your 16-year-old, like, you had driver's safety, please drive safe. But you feel guilty when you give them those keys. You're like, this is the number one cause of death at your age. But you're giving them the keys to death, not because you want to kill them. Where's my keys? Not because you want to kill them, but because they're free. You want new people. You want freedom. You want them to have children and more sentient beings, just like God made us. As above, so below. So you're like, here's the keys. Here's the keys to consciousness. Here's the keys to the universe. Here's the keys to those cars. Please don't kill yourself. I love you so much. Now, please drive safe. Please listen to me. I love you so much. And then what do you do with that? If they go wrong when they're given the keys to the universe, is that God's fault or is that your fault? So you could say God's ultimate sin is loneliness. Think about the loneliness. Like if you're God, omnipresent, you know the secrets of the universe, and there's nobody there with you. All you can do is create copies of yourself. But not a copy of yourself that's you. You've already learned all the problems. You've already been through everything. That would be a cult leader. You can only create something that's new and independent, that's based on biological diversity and based on what they face on a planet and based on the environment they're in and the decisions they make to then build towards something. You're looking for something better than you. Think about God. The true God would try to say, I want something better. Well, I've already know everything, so how do I do that again? Well, I create something at the first level. And if I create a robot, that doesn't do anything. But if I create something that has free will, well, that's the keys to the universe, isn't it? The only way to go beyond God's consciousness is new consciousness. The only way God can expand is to create new sentient beings that have free will. But in that equation, you're going to create beings that choose to destroy themselves. Most people that win the lottery end up in prison or dead within a year. And so if God's guilty of anything, it's giving us consciousness and free will, knowing that a large percentage of us will destroy ourselves instead of taking that stairway to heaven. All right, Dr. Nick Baggage is about to take over. I'll have a Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll probably do a special report tomorrow. But the only way we're on air is because of you. And the Satanists want to shut down, but I have faith in God and you, and I believe we're going to win in the end. So I want to thank the crew and everybody else. But whatever you do, take the live feeds at band.video and infowars.com/show and newswars.com/show and spread those links, because that action is a revolutionary act. Dr. Nick Baggage takes over on the other side of this quick break on this Friday worldwide transmission. And then Owen Schroyer and the War Room is coming up on the other side of that. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Baggage. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back, and it's good to be back. You know, it's been quite a while, 4 weeks since I've been on with everyone here at InfoWars, and I've been traveling a bit. I've been working on some other projects and other news. You know, there's important issues Alex got to cover from time to time. You get a little preempted along the way, but that's great because it's about the InfoWars, and that's what we're all here to talk about today. And thinking about the last couple hours, what a great Friday. What great guests and information flowing out to everyone listening to the network. And, you know, thinking about some of the stuff I've seen the last few weeks, I was actually in Thailand with one of my business partners there. And my fiance, I'm traveling in Thailand, looking at a few things over there in the healing technology areas, some areas that I'm involved in. And at the same time, happened to be going through Hong Kong and, you know, during all this discussion about the virus. And so kind of a on the ground sort of observation from Asia, from me, going into Asia on the 25th of January, arriving Thailand on the 27th. And I went through Hong Kong on the way in and then Thailand on the 27th and then out on the 9th of February. And via Hong Kong again. And here's my observation. Going into Thailand, there were infrared cameras. So we were being infrared imaged on our way in. And anyone whose temperature was up, pulled aside and checked and then shuffled off if there was any sign of temperature elevation on that level. When we left Thailand on the 9th, and during the time in Thailand, the obvious thing was there weren't any Chinese. Chinese New Year's in Phuket was the 30th of January, and
it was like 10% of the normal population was there, and Chinese were noticeably absent throughout Thailand, throughout Asia. So they're not there. Singapore, not too far away, where you have another lot of outbreak. Well, that's where a lot of Chinese money was being moved from Hong Kong during the protest in Singapore, which is another safe kind of place, like Switzerland of Asia. So there's a lot of money moving around. Gold is elevating, a lot of gold moving around, gold trades in Asia, like banking. You know, you take your jewelry in and cash in, it's 22 and a half carat or better. You know, and just the whole thing is different. The way they run their whole game plan is a lot different. So you see it differently. Now, leaving Thailand, individually, they checked our temperature. And then when we entered Hong Kong at the airport, before we got too far, they checked our temperature again. And then when we boarded our plane, they interviewed us and checked our temperature again. And then we flew nonstop from Hong Kong to Seattle and got off the plane, and nobody asked us anything. Nobody checked our temperature, and we didn't see any infrared running or anything unique coming into the U.S. So whatever they're telling the world, at least on the 9th of February, they weren't doing it in the U.S. But if you were in the third world where you don't need a committee meeting to make something happen, they were doing the appropriate things, at least in terms of screening. But on a 14-hour trip, you know, from Hong Kong to Seattle, you'd think that on the way into the country, you do something, you know, in the first world, not just in the third world, or Hong Kong, which certainly isn't third world. But nonetheless, you know, that's the state of that. What did I see in the rest of my travels? A lot of face masks until you hit the U.S. A lot of precautions, you know, in terms of how people were dealing with it there. Now, you know, part of my other observations last few weeks, you know, while I was there is, you know, what was distinctly absent in Thailand, in Phuket, which is a large city, and then some of the smaller places that I visited, was what we perceive as homelessness, that type of poverty driven by despair or whatever in the U.S. What we see there, of course, is low-income people, but you don't see beggars in the street and carrying signs and in tent camps along the road. There, you know, there's things going on. There's economies happening, and people are pretty self-sustaining, self-supporting. You know, here in the U.S., and it's been a subject of a lot of shows, kind of what's falling apart in the world. And, you know, when I traveled this time, one of the other things I was really paying attention to was what Alex was alluding to, and what was alluded to by the earlier guest today, is the crushing of liberty. And that it's not about, you know, trying to make Donald Trump lose an election, and it's not about Donald Trump. It's about all of us, every one of us, in terms of our liberty, which is at stake when speech is impaired by those that control the flow of information in the 21st century. This is a human rights violation, and I would suggest this is an action item for everyone in every state or municipality that has a human rights commission. This is a violation of your fundamental First Amendment rights to assemble in the town square of the 21st century, which is where we are right now as you hear this broadcast from whatever electronic media you're hearing it from. And those that have preempted this broadcast for whatever reasons of speech, fundamentally is a violation of my constitutional rights as an individual and my human rights as an individual, as expressed at the foundation of our form of government. And so I think that's a good approach. You know, the human rights approach certainly is one worth defending. And I would sue, and I think that's correct, for the violations of those human rights. That's a good program. And perhaps there's a pro bono lawyer out there that'll do that one. And name us all as those that are being imposed in a class action, because we are. You know, think about it. We can't have a public debate. We can't share information freely. Everyone is always free to walk away from a conversation or turn it off. But we've lost the respect of that. And what it is truly become something different. And it's not about individuals. It's not about egos that we need to defend so that our particular voices are heard. It's what all that represents for everyone that's listening and decides who's listening and who decides to come up out of the soup that is possible today in the way communications operates, as long as it's open and free for that dialogue to happen. And it's not free, and it's not open in the way that it can enhance the public debate and preserve this republic and other forms of government that are driven by the people, of the people, and for the people. The information war is really more about what we decide to do, how we decide to attack the current problem. And are we going to do it from a foundation of human dignity and the basic attributes of what that Constitution and Bill of Rights actually set forward? Because what was happening then was a tyranny of elites, just like we are talking about today. Different kind of royalty in the sense of how the elites function in the world today. And InfoWars has been on the leading edge for over 20 years, 25 years now, approaching, in this fight to inform. And here's the thing, over 20 years, my colleague and I were talking, a business partner in Thailand, 20 years is the window by which you see a half a generation in biblical terms. But 20 years is the window where you really see whether you were right or wrong in how you saw the world. And you know what? We were right. We're going to be back in just a few moments. This is Dr. Nick Begich.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's a pleasure to be here again. It's been a little while in this fourth hour on a Friday, and I want to remind people earthpulse.com is the website. Nothing for sale there any longer. If you want to get our books or videos, are exclusively available through the InfoWar store. So in print, hard copy, that's where you got to go. InfoWarsStore.com for our books and videos. But for our information, definitely look at EarthPulse.com. A lot of information there, and it's all free. So check that out. And then you can still find a lot of our videos up on YouTube, where they haven't been banned and entirely. And then, of course, band.videos also has all of our stuff we've done here on InfoWars up. You know, when I think about what's going on in the world, and I think about sort of how it's all been screwed down, and I've commented a lot historically over the issues of privacy and sort of predicted a lot of this in terms of what is happening now in the technocracy 25 years ago when I started this work, and published a lot of things back then, you know, and the two most important things were the least read, actually, and it was Earth Rising and Earth Rising 2, which both are available with InfoWars, and they were the prediction models for sort of where we're at and what some people are calling the Matrix or the whatever, you know, they want to call it. But I think Alex had it right as he wound down the last his last segment today, talking about the spiritual nature of this and where we are at this point in time in history. People say, and a lot of the predictions that have been predicted for thousands of years are now happening around us, and perhaps that's so. But the biggest part of all of that always comes into play when we start thinking about predictions of the future. And often they're accompanied by a fear agenda. Think about, for those who were around long enough, and if you're around long enough, usually 20-year intervals tell you the truth. So I'm 61 now, so I've been around three of those intervals, and I think we've seen it. You know, in the 50s and 60s, people were building bunkers for the nuclear attack that never happened. You know, in the 70s, we were fearful because they took us out of the gold standard, collapse, and inflation went nuts, that we were going to be Germany in the 30s. And then, you know, the millennial madness at 2000, 2012, you know, that craziness, and, you know, on and on and on. So when is the hour or the moment? No one's going to know. But I would say this about all that is, when fear comes into play, the brain turns off and our ego nature comes into play, that turns off consciousness, the intuition, the very gifts of the spirit, and the beatitudes that bring us somewhere. That's worth going for those that are hearing what I'm saying. You know, and I want to talk about that just a bit, because I think it gets into the root of what Alex was saying, what the last guest was saying, Dr. Keyes. And when I think about it, some of the stuff I've read, and I want to, you know, I read a lot. I read all the time. My fiance will tell you, and I read both things that resonate with me, that I believe in, that I find close to my own heart. And I also read the opposition news. You know what I mean? Because I want to know what is the rest of the world in terms of elites planning, thinking, orchestrating? What's their propaganda feed? What's their narrative creation model of their BS? You know, and you can see it on the main networks. You know, they even tell you up front, it's the station is CBS, and the programming is what they give you. And it's true. This one I read because it's worth reading. And this is Foreign Affairs. You know, this is the insider for the Council on Foreign Relations. It's her journal. It's a big book every time it comes out. But it's funny because you gotta, you know, on a magazine when it comes out, you always want to know who's the biggest sponsor, you know, of the magazine. It's always the guy who buys the inside and back covers and so on, you know. And so you start looking at it all and you go, wow, this is kind of interesting. The back cover ad is the Central Intelligence Agency in the current issue. So I guess they're the big sponsor for Foreign Affairs. Good to know. Anyway, it's worth reading if you want to know what those that have the most to hide have to say. Foreign Affairs. Get it at your local library because it's expensive. You don't want to subscribe. I subscribe because I like to keep around a reference. But one of the articles in here, which I found really alarming and interesting at the same time, here, there's a current issue right up there on the screen. You know, there's why it's important right now. Okay, when you think about Foreign Affairs and what they write about is to set the stage. And one of them that's really important in this particular article, and it's dealing with the epidemic of despair. And it's the as I look at the article and I think about, you know, what they're saying is the average age of Americans is decreasing from despair. That manifests in three things. People are dying from opiate overdoses and fentanyl, which we all know is being shipped in from Afghanistan in the form of heroin, Mexico in the form of heroin, and fentanyl from China. Which is sort of the underway, and you know, it's again information wars. It's a way to destroy a culture, you know, from the inside out. The other is cirrhosis of the liver, killing. Yeah, there it is. There's the article, killing people on a wholesale basis. Young people we're talking about, and then suicide from people who are misidentifying themselves and then becoming confused. You know. You know, and are in our schools, what Alex was just talking about, you know, not to mention people coming back with post-traumatic stress syndrome from war and are underserved when they get back in wars that perhaps we shouldn't even be in, you know, when you really get down to it. What are we doing there? And what are whose interests are being served there? You know who the biggest lobbies are? The military-industrial complex, because they get the most money. And we've been the national defense for every nation except our own, you know, and have dished it out into the point of being in debt up to our eyeballs as a nation. And then we've allowed the American form of oligarchy that control the media and the public and private purse to such a large extent, from the pharmaceutical industry to the insurance industry to the finance and banking industry, and the biggest of all, the military-industrial complex, all sucking off of the labor of people who work in America, you and me. And you know something about this? In the 1890s, the U.S. Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional to even tax our labor. It was considered involuntary servitude, slavery, ladies and gentlemen. Not in a theoretical model, but by the United States Supreme Court and their ruling. And that ruling changed in 1913 with the invention of the Federal Reserve, which has never been audited completely in 107 years. And it's controlling our banking and commerce. on a level that needs scrutiny in terms of what it's doing and how it operates. When you think about what's happening, and now to control speech, well, the American oligarchs offshore their wealth, avoid and evade U.S. taxes, something you cannot do as a U.S. citizen. You can't even give up your citizenship for economic tax reasons as a reason. And if you want to, you couldn't anyway without the State Department's permission. So you have that. And when you leave, they take 20% of your wealth on your way out the door, what they say it's worth. But they don't do that to American corporations that leave America, like Halliburton, to go hide their wreckers by setting up their corporate offices in places like Dubai, where we can't reach in with subpoenas, to find out the billions and billions and billions of dollars they stole in lousy contracts, and others have done the same. Hiding. It's time for InfoWars. Get our speech back. And President Trump, you got to get involved. Executive order time for these guys shutting down our speech. Time to act. Executive orders still work.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
All right. I want to jump into another topic, and it's the topic of personal privacy and liberty and the digital gulag that we're living in that we're not seeing. And I want to take it a whole nother dimension of where we are today. And I read some things that were really worthwhile. And while we're talking about it, MIT Technology Review, the current issue, January, February, bring that cover up when you guys find it. And the other one is a book called Targeted by Brittany Kaiser. And Targeted, this book, was brought to my attention because I was curious about all the stuff going on with Cambridge Analytica, which was the big company involved in a lot of things that I'm going to talk about in this segment. And Technology Review, which gets into the cover is, allow me to introduce myself, and there's a picture of a kid with a bunch of devices, and it's how the next generation is using technology to mask, reveal, and form identity. And I want to talk about that and how that works, because this is foundational to what we were hearing in the last segment. And Targeted is about Cambridge Analytica and the use of big data and how you can manipulate entire governments, populations to do just about anything. These are really important publications. Now, first, I want to talk about Targeted, the book Targeted. Brittany Kaiser is a liberal Democrat who got involved in a very conservative group of people that were trying to influence political outcomes and were very successful at it by utilizing big data that they got from primarily from Facebook and maybe Google and anyone else that has big data and big data warehouse. They basically got every bit of data every place they could on every American they could, which is everybody, basically. And Cambridge Analytica, the woman that was involved with them was like a sales rep selling projects, and then was pretty close to the organization. So she identifies a number of governments whose elections were won or lost based on how data was used, collected, and manipulated. This isn't about persuasion anymore, ladies and gentlemen. This is about direct programming and manipulation of populations. It was later revealed that over 68 countries' elections were tampered with by Cambridge Analytica. Now, forget about Cambridge Analytica for a moment. Forget about that. It's just another ego-driven organization by people that wanted power and were greedy and don't recognize human values and don't recognize human spirit or anything about what we are. For them, we're meat on the table. We're either consumers, taxpayers, or we're in the way. We don't represent anything to these people. And this is why we need to reclaim our republics, our democratic republics, our democracies, our theocracies, our dictators, whatever it is we're living under, wherever you're hearing this broadcast, we need to claim our governments back and have them reflect us. And if it reflects us in a democratic republic, if it reflects us in a theocracy, by all means, have one wherever you are in the world. And we'll try and stay out of your business as long as you stay in your boundaries. You know, and that's kind of how I see the world. And when I think about this intrusion and what this means and what we said it would mean 25 years ago is here right now. And it's the loss of the essence of our liberty. Now, why overlay it with this Technology Reviews publication this month? Because they talk about a number of things with AI. And unfortunately, Technology Review, in my view, this issue could have been a lot better, should have been a lot better, but it's okay. Because what they talked about that's important is they talk about the Chinese model, which we know about on this broadcast. You know about facial recognition, biometrics. You know what happened in India with biometrics in the entire country, over a billion people. In China, it's automatic, and how they use social scoring and how you track all currencies when you have things like Bitcoin made into national currency. If China creates a digital currency, because currency is a great way to pass diseases, right? We got to get rid of that. Look, this is 2 seconds to midnight. Pay attention. The opportunity to use AI in education, this is the big one, right? Because they're using it for tutors. But here's the thing. You start a tutor with AI, tutoring a kid, queuing a questions, answers with another human being involved until they learn to read, and they eventually learn to read. The computer reads them. Listen, all the things within their matrix of questions, there's the way they ask questions, the way they do math tests, the way they do story problems, all of it becomes indoctrination. I dropped my fiance's son off to school and was joking with them yesterday morning, and I said, yep, get ready. I'm dropping you off to the propaganda palace for your indoctrination. He actually is a thinking kid. You know, he thought that was pretty funny today, but that's the truth of the matter. You got to get engaged in your kids in a conversation, you know, talk about breaking down the nonsense, because this biological recognition system, and then later the way you'll engage banking globally will be digitally. And handing that, again, to an institution that's never been audited, as I mentioned in the last segment, when we became slaves to banks. Now, let me say that again. Okay, in the 1890s, it was unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court to tax your labor, because that made you a slave. That's what the court said. You were a slave. They couldn't do that. Had to change all that. When we had the appropriate amendment that allowed for income tax form of Federal Reserve, then we never audited anybody. We just gave it all to the bankers and to mineral and oil and gas interests that got things called depletion allowances, which give them a big discount on what they would otherwise pay in taxes. Then we gave them lower corporate rates. And then if they did something overseas, we didn't mess with them. But you, as an individual, wherever you go in the world to make your money, no matter whether you ever set foot on this country again, is taxed by the U.S. government. And that's the rules. Because we're one of the only countries in the world that taxes your worldwide income as an individual, but not in the same way for corporations, the way they can shell game to corporations, their intellectual property, other aspects of their businesses, and play the game, which doesn't apply if you own more than 5% of your company. So they wipe out individuals or families from playing the same game, reserve that only for the rich, the elites. Right. That's how it works. Okay. So what's happening in the world is the stripping of our ability to communicate on these and other important issues. Where, you know, and really look at all this. And so the matrix that's being created is the false matrix that Alex was referring to. It's the antichrist, if you will. It's the fear-driven thing that makes people fearful and act badly. And I want to remind people of a couple things because of the nature of where we are in the InfoWars. And I looked it up today because it was important. And I recommend everyone look it up. And it's the Beatitudes. And they're really simple, you know. And rather than restate them all, I'll just sum it up with, they all start with the same thing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure of heart, the peacemakers. You know, when you think about that, you know, these are the roles that we need to adopt in how we use our speech as the sword that expresses who we are and what we are into the world. You know, we should do it in that spirit because that's what makes things happen. And the alternative to programming and AI and all the garbage that it has to offer, because think about it, from 5 years old till high school, you don't think AI will know everything about your kids if this is the way tutors operate? Every detail, be able to predict what your kids will do better than they can within the first few years of that engagement. Being able to direct them and know who's going to act out and predict models with such uncanniness that the ability to manipulate and control is the only thing that comes out of that. It is the only product that comes out of that is a digital gulag. That's what comes out of that. That is the net effect, the net result. We said it 25 years ago. I'm saying it again today. Open your eyes, but more importantly, open your heart to what the truth of the matter is. And there are some things. There are gifts of the spirit that is a counterbalance to this. Look them up because we're going to be out of time and I'm not going to get to it today. Gifts of the spirit. Look it up. This is the sword that begins the game again, using wisdom, knowledge, healing, even miracles. All of those things, discerning the spirits. What does that mean? It's sorting out the truth from the lies. It's the info war we're in right now. Donald Trump, use your executive power to restore free speech before this election happens, or you'll lose this election. Because it's a war about information. It's a propaganda war, and you're being screwed over. But more importantly, speech is being screwed over, which means every single breathing American, our speech is at stake.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand in the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.